B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Hey, Sam?
Yes, sir?
Hey, how are you?
Good,
hey,
good.
This is Dave Sausage Man.
Hi, Dave the Sausage Man.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember me. I was known as Dave the Sausage Man. And
vaguely remember.
Well, I'm sure you got to remember because you and Joe give me the name for my message for my business.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't lived till you've had Dave's sausage in your mouth.
Yeah, I do remember.
I bring
yeah.
you guys yep. bags of sausage and sacks of salami, yep. All homemade.
Delicious. Where have you been? What's going on?
Yeah, that was when you guys, you remember that, Marina Town Lane?
Yep. Yeah, a lot of good times there.
Yeah, well, the business failed.
Oh, so you're not in the business anymore? I'm sorry to hear
that.
Oh,
hell, and that's got to be 10 years ago.
Wow.
And I moved up to Englewood. I got a janitorial service now.
Englewood's nice. That's a nice area. A janitorial service, huh?
Yeah, it's actually worked out real well for me and the family.
Right. Good, good.
You know, me and my wife and my daughter, we go around to various businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're not getting rich, but we're getting by.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're doing well.
Yeah. Listen, there is something I need to talk to you about.
Sure.
It's kind of awkward, and you know, you and I have known each other a long time. Now, I know you're a good guy.
I really
believe that with all my heart.
Yeah. Try to be.
You know, I also know that people make mistakes, and
sure.
I believe in forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the problem? Did I make a mistake on something?
Well, first of all, do you have an eHarmony account?
I do. Yes, I do. It's
okay,
not doing much for me, but yeah, I do.
Okay, because I thought it might have been somebody that had just stole your picture off the internet.
What do you mean?
Trying to play a joke.
What do you mean, trying to play a joke? This doesn't involve your daughter, does it?
Yeah, and you met her. Matter of fact, you held her.
Yeah, when she was just a little baby, I remember. She had the pink blanket, and we had the pictures taken, and sure do remember. It was when your business was down there, and we were going by. We used to hang out all the time. I remember
yeah,
her very
and,
well.
And if you remember at the time, you guys were real supportive because we were mm-hmm. having neurological tests done.
Sure.
And,
she's got to be a big girl now.
Well, she's 19 years old now.
Yes.
And
yeah, sure.
we love her to death.
I bet.
But I don't know if you remember or if I even told you the results of those tests were not good.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear. No, I did not know. I did not know.
Libby is developmentally disabled.
I'm sorry to hear, but she's still probably just as beautiful as ever.
She is gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's a gorgeous girl, which, let me tell you, as a dad, it makes you nervous.
Sure, I can
because,
imagine that.
You cannot tell from the outside. You can't tell if there's anything wrong.
No.
About the opposite of that. She looks real healthy.
Right, beautiful 19-year-old.
But
what's the problem? What's the deal? What can
I help
you with?
Over the last week or so, Libby's been telling me, Daddy, I got a boyfriend.
Ah, good for her. That's great.
That's not good.
Why not? That's great. She's 19. She's beautiful. I'm sure she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's a little too beautiful.
Uh-huh.
What I'm trying to explain to you, Stan, is she's got the mind of a child.
Mm-hmm.
She's not able to make judgments.
Yeah? How am I involved in that? She's got a boyfriend. That's great. She could find him on the computer, did she?
Yeah, she did.
What's her boyfriend's name? We'll say a big howdy do to him. Big hi to the boyfriend.
She says her boyfriend's name is Stan.
What? That's odd. That's odd. That
she showed me your photograph.
Mm-hmm. What?
And then she showed me some correspondence.
Mm-hmm. What did
that
you
was
say?
A little disturbing.
What's the little the girl's name again?
And Libby.
That's a coincidence. Stan, Libby.
look, I got to get down to brass tacks here. I know for a fact you're a lot closer to 45 than you are 25.
Yeah, well, what's the deal?
And Libby is physically 19. Okay. She's mentally about 8.
All right. Well, I had no idea. I don't know that this is the same.
But she has gone through puberty, and she has feelings. Mm-hmm. And she don't necessarily understand them. Did you cuss at me?
No, I said look. I'll be, you know, and I don't like let my personal life go out too much on the air. Dave, look.
Dave, I'm assuming this is an honest mistake. I don't care if you lie to other women and tell them that you're 25. Whatever floats your boat, pal.
Dave, I'm going to be.
But there's plenty other 19-year-olds out there that are not developmentally disabled.
I had no idea.
I personally find it distasteful that you would be going after a 19-year-old to begin with.
Right.
Much less one that has the mind and emotions of an 8-year-old.
This woman, and I wasn't putting two and two together, Dave.
She is not your average 19-year-old woman.
She said, ready, willing, and able.
The mentality of an 8-year-old, and I hate to be a snoop, but I feel as a father it's my responsibility to keep an eye on her, and I've looked through some of the things that she sent you.
Wait a second.
And you've been encouraging her.
She's 19, and I didn't know that she was your daughter, and B, that she was mentally disturbed. I've been corresponding with a Libby. We've actually gone to stage 4.
I'll tell you this.
Stage 4
of the
match.
Some of the pictures that you're looking at shouldn't be seen by anybody but her gynecologist.
I don't. Wait a second. Wait a second. I don't know about any pictures like that that have been exchanged.
And I was so disappointed.
Hey.
I've listened to you for years, and I honestly thought you were a good guy.
There's nothing, no nudity or anything like that. I had no idea.
If that's not nudity, I don't know what you consider nudity.
She clicked on.
I mean, what did you think that was a picture of? A snail on a piece of glass?
And I'll be perfectly
honest. Would you say the things that you're saying to my daughter, would you say that to an 8-year-old?
She's 19. What's she doing on that site? It's for
We have had her tested, and developmentally and emotionally, she is 8 years old.
I had no idea, man. Look, I'll end it, okay? And please, get those pictures and letters off your computer.
And what you sent her.
Look, I thought it was two consenting adults, and I don't think that there was anything really bad that I sent. There was.
Well, I'll tell you this. You got nothing to be ashamed of.
Thank you.
You shouldn't be sending that to somebody who don't know. What are you doing to
them? Okay, I'll end it. I had no idea. We go back a long way, Dave.
We do go back a long way, and Mary is beside herself, and she don't even want me listening to you.
And I held that little Libby in my arms. I'd like to hold her again, but under the circumstances, boy, she grew up nice. Best of luck to you, okay? I'll end it. Get rid of that stuff off your computer, okay? It never happened. I'll end it.
Man, I got to be honest with you. Mary wants me to go to the cops.
No, she doesn't. Match closed. Okay, Matt, I'll go home today, close that out after I say my goodbyes to her. She and I are really close. We mean a lot to each other. But for you, Dave, I'll end it. I had no idea she had a mind of an 8-year-old. She was talking some wild stuff.
You know, I tried to explain to Mary.
Yeah.
Because she wanted me to call the cops.
Yeah, don't do that. There was no law broken.
And that's the problem.
There's nothing broken.
Legally, she's a 19-year-old woman.
You damn right she is. Va, va, voom.
And she did request that photograph.
Yes, she did.
Of you with your leg kicked up.
She said she spelled leg and kick upright. I got to Mike. Mike, good talking to you, buddy. Hey, best of luck to you up in Inglewood and the new business. And give my love to Mary, and I'll give my love to Libby. Okay, buddy.
Man, it's just
yeah.
I'm Steve Downs. Some of you may know me as the voice of Halo's Master Chief. In 1997, Bill Clinton was president of the United States.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Princess Diana was laid to rest. And the Florida Marlins won the World Series.
And the Florida Marlins are world champions.
That was also the year Stan and Haney began doing afternoons on 96 K-Rock. They said it would never last. Some even plotted to make sure it would never last. But for some ungodly reason, they're still here. Stan and Haney, whether you like it or not. Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, on all afternoon.
Class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the broadcast. Glad to have you along. My name is Stan. There's my partner, my pal, my buddy, Mark Haney, right over there to my front right.
Remember back when you used to say greetings?
Greetings. I do that in the hallway.
Are you still there?
I don't do it on the air anymore.
For a long time.
No. And then there he is. There he is, Dave the Woo! Waterman. This is the day that he's supposed to be in here.
Yeah, buddy.
Because a lot of complaints during the week.
Nah, that's all right.
And a lot of them saying, you know, I thought it's Friday. That's the day Dave comes in.
Right.
And I said, yes. And this is the day that you're actually on the clock.
Absolutely.
Doing stuff for the show. Mm-hmm. And unless I have something for you to do, you just sit around. So, last week.
Stuff. You know, the people that complain about Dave.
Yeah, and they do.
You know, and that's their right, okay?
It's their prerogative. Mm-hmm.
Would you prefer Dave to be safely in here with us or out amongst you? Because we keep him off the streets. It's like where they have the basketball league for troubled kids.
Yep.
We keep him where we can keep an eye on him.
Keep him in the playground. Keep him on the asphalt.
Oh, I appreciate it, boys.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you even understand the story of Dave's life.
Oh, I've heard it 9,000 times.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Because when Dave was younger, he thought he was bad. And it took him a long time to discover that he's actually good.
He's not good.
Yes, he is.
I am, man. Why do you keep saying that?
Well, we'll find out today.
Oh, really? Oh.
Let me just...
Am I right, Dave?
You're right, bro.
Last week he ate donuts. Remember it was National Donut Day?
Yeah, that was pretty tame.
That was tame. Here's the deal now today, Dave. I'm going to explain this to you.
Sure.
I'm not going to put you on the clock. I don't want to see you.
Not rushing him?
No. I don't want to see you stuffing food down your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got 30 seconds, Dave. Keep eating, keep
right,
eating.
Right, right, right.
I don't want to see you doing that. I want, right now, 20 past 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm telling you that you have as much time this afternoon to eat what I'm bringing in.
So you can relax.
So you can relax.
There's, so I can have a smoke, this break.
No, absolutely. You can do anything you want.
Is he allowed to vomit? And then come back?
Whatever he wants. Whatever he feels comfortable
about.
So
you're not going to disqualify him if he vomits and then wants to start again?
No. But what I'm telling you, Dave, is no time pressure other than the length of the show.
Right. Okay.
Oh, that's obvious. Yeah.
To eat. Now, we'll be checking in with you. We're not going to focus, every minute
and
of the show
good,
on
good.
This.
And, you know, I'm not going to, go crazy enforcing it, but Stan says the end of the show. I'd really appreciate it if it was out of the way before I do the news
so we don't get that distraction. That's his suggestion.
I'll make sure of that.
That it's out of the way.
You know what? If there's no other way around it, I can deal with it,
Okay.
Dave.
All right, brother.
Rob, will you bring in today's food? This has to be gone by the end of the show. So if you want to start now, you can feel free.
Here we go.
Oh, man, something don't seem right. I'm not.
Is this? We got a.
Oh, God!
We've got a jug of.
Are you getting sick? Looking at it.
That's Big John's. Nothing but the best.
Yep. Big John's.
Are you serious?
Pickled eggs in the
now,
red sauce.
I'm Dave, already getting sick.
Have you ever had one of those before?
No.
These are
never.
The kind that you see in the bar, at the end of the bar.
Yep.
And people, and
you know, when you're at the bar and you need a healthy snack.
Yeah, and you see how big the lid is on it? That's so you can go right in with your hand, because that's the way they do it at the bar.
They sure
this
do.
Is Big John's pickled eggs.
Oh. Have you seen anybody eat one?
Never. I've seen them in the store
already. It is the official snack of the South. It contains... Jeez.
Oh. I don't even want to know.
This contains 22 hard-boiled eggs.
There's no...
And double that in harmful chemicals.
Well,
what is that?
It doesn't have bad stuff in it.
It has
look
egg,
at it.
Eggs.
Well, it's got to have a lot of preservative. Those are eggs.
Yeah. Eggs, citric acid, sodium benzoate, vinegar, salt, spices, red dye number 40, and red dye number 3.
That's less than I thought.
Yeah, that's all
it is. I thought it was formaldehyde.
How much weight is that?
This is 2.5 pounds.
Now, so that's less, you know, that's less than a pound an hour.
It is. 22
pounds an hour.
22 pickled eggs by the end of the show. So take your time.
I got to go burn one before I do that.
No, you're going to try one right now. Let's get because you're on the clock now.
No. Let him have his way.
I want him to have one just to see how he likes it.
He wants to steel himself against
All right.
Why? Well, you want to have one? Do you want one?
Hook it up, man. Might as well.
Hook it up, man.
Dave, now what's happened is he's issued you a challenge. Do you accept?
Yeah. 22 pickled eggs. And your program director is out there looking. If you don't do it, he's dissatisfied. He told me before the show, he said, you know what? He's got to do something. He's right. Healthy enough. He can do 22 pickled eggs. What? Make Matt Mangus proud.
All right. We'll do it.
I've never known you to turn down a challenge. You should, Dave. I've never known you to turn one down.
Is that what you're saying? Is I should turn this down?
I don't know. I haven't had one of those things.
But try one, and then we'll take a break. Try one. Just see how. Just try one. Get it. It's sealed for your protection. They're pickled, right. So they don't. They're not. They don't go bad. They're pickled. How do you think the pilgrims did it? I think you need to pull up on it. There you got a little seal on there.
Yeah, that's for your safety.
Now, here's another tip for the people in the room. When you take an egg out, put the cover back on. Egg out, cover back on, so that the whole room doesn't get...
And then they stay fresh.
And they stay fresh that way.
You knew about this, didn't you?
He didn't know.
He's
innocent. From what I understand, he's had other eggs to fry.
What he's doing, Dave, is he's here to protect the radio station.
Yes, that's his
job. Oh, you got that juice.
Oh, my God, that is awful.
It's just
you haven't even opened it.
I just cracked a seal.
It's just pickle juice. Now, get a napkin. Haney, get him some Kleenex.
I don't have that much Kleenex.
There's more where that came from.
Dude,
there's a lot more.
This is not right.
It is. You got to eat. You got all day.
You better give me that bucket now, man.
No, you don't. It's just a pickle. It's an egg.
You eat one.
I'm not eating one of those.
You eat one of those.
I'm not eating that.
I'm already tearing up.
What are you kidding me?
This.
It's not spicy.
You know what, Stan? A lot of excitement today.
Yeah, a lot of excitement.
I can't add it.
Oh, it smells exhilarating.
Are we sure this isn't an exaggeration?
Yeah, I get it.
He hasn't even had anything.
It just smells like vinegar.
Oh, look, a pink bucket and plenty of paper towels, courtesy of Matt Mangus. And you used them all up.
Dave?
You haven't done anything, and you're using everything up.
It's the whiff. It's the whiff.
It's vinegar.
I know, but it's... It's powerful.
He's speaking in tongues.
Dave, what does it smell like? He hasn't done anything but open the jar.
It's so bad.
Just look.
Oh, I can smell it from here.
It's just
vinegar.
Look.
Yeah, but something about that smell and seeing a bunch of dead eggs.
Hey, take one out of there.
He's going to get his hands in it.
Yes, you got to. That's how they do it.
Oh, Dave.
Now
be careful now. Oh my God, that is disgusting.
I don't like.
Take a bite. Hey.
No way.
It's either, you know what? You're not going to sit on your ass all day. Take a bite of that. Because you got the whole jar to eat.
Oh, ain't no way.
Take a bite. It's just vinegar. Take a bite.
Go ahead, just swallow it. Swallow that bitch.
You know what? You should do it whole.
Oh, you shouldn't have bit it. Oh, that is sick.
It's actually pretty good.
That is sick. Now, how many of these are you going to eat?
22 of them.
Oh, God.
No.
It's a pickle egg.
I see you spoiled the show now.
No. That is not right.
That's the first time Dave has ever tapped out.
I can't believe. What are you tapping at? It's an egg. It's an egg. You didn't even swallow one bite.
I tried it. It's not cool.
It's vinegar.
You eat one.
Dave, white guys sit in bars and eat these all day.
All day long.
Yeah, but they're loaded, man.
Aren't you?
No. Yeah, well, see, we can't have nice things. We can't have booze in here anymore.
Yeah.
If we could give Dave a couple of shots, he might be all right.
You want a shot of something? I can go to another room and get you a shot of something.
Okay. I got
some of that liquid courage.
You got to let me prepare, man.
All right, I'm going to let you prepare.
So are you tapping out or you think you can do it?
No, you think you can do it?
I'm going to come back and try.
All right, brother. That a boy.
That's the champion. That's the champion.
I just had to get that out of me. I had to get it out.
Way to go, Jim.
What you had to do was kill the nerve.
Yeah, a little pre-vomit.
You want to do me a favor, though?
A little pre-puke? What?
Put the damn cover back on those things.
That's horrible.
We'll be back.
Yeah, you're getting a little...
Yeah, it's very vinegary.
You smell a little...
Stomach getting a little weak, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, a little sensitive.
Awfully whoopsie.
You dilating? You having contractions?
I'm good. You talk about contractions. You didn't even you didn't even swallow the first bite.
What did I tell you today already? I said, man, I do not feel well.
Oh, because that's just a big bruise. That's you.
Now,
talking.
I think the mistake that you made is that you bit it in half. I think if you just swallowed it whole.
Take them whole, right down. Remember Paul Newman and Cool Hand Luke? Right down.
Well, what we got here is a failure to communicate.
I'm sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up, right, guys? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
I know. He's sitting right here next to me. Dave the Waterman is going to attempt this afternoon to now eat 21 pickled eggs since he's spit one out.
I thought you were going to make him pick it out of the garbage and eat it all.
If you keep acting like this, I'm going to.
Well, that's just what you said, so you changed your mind.
I'm going to overlook it if he eats you know what? You know who will eat an egg? Richard the Engineer. He'll eat those.
All we'd have to do is leave them lying around. Yeah, they'd disappear.
Don't want to see you showed up by Richard.
Seriously.
Why would he eat those?
He'll eat anything.
You know what? On the odd chance that Dave doesn't eat them all, if we leave that in here, it'll be empty.
Yeah, because he'll eat them. he'll eat them like a snack.
No, I'm talking about the people that work here. If we come back on Monday, there would be at least a couple missing.
Now, look, Dave, I got to do the grab bag. Mm. Eat an egg.
I'll give it another shot.
Remember, there's no clock on this.
There's none.
I know. I get it. But, man,
just eat an
egg. It's just god-awful. Oh,
it's vinegar.
Who do you suppose came up with this?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Oh, God. So bad.
There you go.
What do they feel like when you pick them up?
Like a hard-boiled egg.
What do they feel like, Dave?
They're very, very mushy. And look at this thing.
It's just got the little film on it.
A little ding-dong?
Yeah, this little dangle thing.
Just go right down the hatch.
You're putting that in your mouth, Dave.
You got to do the whole thing. That's the best way to do it. Swallow it. Just put it in your mouth and get it over with.
You're going to put it in your mouth and you're going to eat that.
Yeah, eat it.
That thing right there.
Oh, come on, let's all do it. Get 1, 2, 3, go. All the way down. Don't you dare spit that out. Don't you dare.
He doesn't know what to do with it.
Eat it. Eat you.
No.
Stop throwing him in the trash can.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not eating
you
those.
You haven't even bit into it.
I can't even because it's disgusting.
Bite into that.
I'll eat the dead fish before I eat these things,
well,
man.
Like sushi.
This is horrible.
Dave.
This is god-awful, not fit for human consumption. I don't think this is legit.
Dave, you don't think it's legit?
No, it's some kind of ruse he's got going, man.
Well, it is
what,
not.
What is, explain to us what the ruse is.
It's fabricated. This isn't real, man. I don't trust.
Yes, it
I don't
is
trust
real.
The
You're saying that there's
I
not a jar there.
I don't trust something he's done, man.
You broke the seal on it.
Like you can't fix that, man.
You'll eat a dead
fish. What is what? So you don't believe that that's eggs?
I know they're eggs, but I don't know what's been a. He could have. I don't know.
What do you think he did?
He's done something because they're not right. I don't know.
You're going to go grab another.
No, I don't.
If you're going to grab another one out of there, so help me, you're going to eat that.
I got to put the lid on it, bro. I can't do it.
Are you going to eat it?
I can't do it, bro. I'm going to be honest with you.
No, those weren't cheap.
I can't do it.
They weren't cheap.
How much was it?
$10.
That really? That is insane.
And it's being treated this way.
And it's being treated like that.
Dave?
I can't. There's no way. I can't do it.
Dave?
Dave is respecting, disrespecting Big John.
Dave, what does it taste like?
He hasn't bitten into it, so
he
doesn't
know. The first
one. I've been into the first one. Yeah, I did. Bit it now. It just. I don't even.
I hope I don't run into Richard the engineer here.
Is it like nothing you've ever had?
I've never had anything like that before. It's just soury, nasty.
Just such a big baby.
You try one, bro.
No, I'm not going to go and try that. That's not what I do.
Last time I checked, it's not your job to do
that. It's not my job, and my cholesterol is very high.
Shut up.
It is.
Well, I don't know if that would have anything to do with it, but good for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dave, so you can't describe it at all?
It's obviously there's vinegar, a lot heavy
and
vinegar.
And when you pull the egg out, it's red in color.
Yeah, I don't understand what kind of dye is in there. What's it say here?
It's just a
red
food,
dye number 34.
Okay. Yeah, red dye 40.
And so when you pick it up, it also looks very slick, almost like it's covered in snot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just God.
Now, when you bit into the first one, did you taste any egg?
No, it's just straight up vinegar.
Vinegar. You got a problem with vinegar?
Like this? Yeah, on a sub? Yeah. No. That's just vinegar.
So you'd like this on a sub?
What if I put it between two pieces of bread?
That would help.
Get a loaf of bread, put an egg on a bread, fold it over, and eat it.
Would that help?
That might help.
Is it just because it's slick?
It just does not look good, the consistency.
On a loaf of bread, it would work.
I don't know.
Maybe? I'm not going to go and cough up money for bread.
Does it look like maybe it was recently inside a chicken and came out
absolutely.
With all that?
All the tethers.
Texter is saying this, and I said this to you during the break. If it's the vinegar smell that is bothering you, hold your nose. Hold your nose.
Oh, yeah, isn't that that's an old children's song?
Yep.
If it's the vinegar smell that's bothering you, hold your nose.
Where's Richard, man? I want to see him try to eat one of those.
Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Mike. Yeah,
Mike.
Those things are delicious. I don't understand.
People swear by them.
Oh, I used to eat them all the time when I was a kid.
Used to?
I love them. Yeah, I became a vegetarian 20 years
ago. No, there's a reason for that. You ate them damn pickled eggs. No, see, the people eat them.
I've not known anybody that eats those.
I've never seen anybody eat one. Now, I've always seen him just sitting on the shelf collecting dust.
Now, back when I was out underage drinking at the old bars, I'd see him.
Yeah. You know who else I bet would eat one of them? The Wolf Man.
Well, what makes you think that? Just because he's been around?
Yep.
He was the first guy on K-Rock.
Yep. He'll eat that. Jeff Edwards, he'll eat it. Ahoy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, went to college upstate New York with the old bars and whatnot where the guy sat on the stools drinking the 8-ounce draft.
Yeah.
They had a jar of those and potato chips on the rack. And I tell you what, after about 7 or 8 beers, one is okay to break up the taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
But we tried to do as many as we could one night. I got to about 5, and my mouth
I'd like to see him
locked.
Do 5, buddy. I'd like
my
to
jaw s- just locked up. Yeah.
Well, what you'd really like to see is him do 1.
Well, yeah, that would be a start. 1.
Have him throw a lot of salt on it.
Okay.
Now, have you ever?
He's gone. Do you want salt? What will it take? Red salt, you big pussy. You are.
You want to wrap it in a tissue and eat it with the tissue on it?
Yeah. No,
you
no.
Girl. Grab bag brought
did
to you by, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you're a big puss.
Boy, your hands are going to smell for days.
Yeah. Can't get it
and,
off
and
already.
And nothing to show for it.
Can't get it off already.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug
That's
North.
What Kellen Winslow Jr. said.
Yep.
Did you see about him?
Yes, I did.
That
it's embarrassing to daddy.
That absolutely, he went to trial and was convicted of being a perv.
Yep.
But it turns out everybody in the NFL knew he was a perv for his whole career.
Yeah.
Because he was constantly masturbating.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that part.
And keep in mind, he was on, I think, 3 different NFL teams. He was on, the Browns drafted him. He played, and when he was drafted by the Browns, he was a first round pick. And the Browns wanted to do a photo session before in the NFL. They flew his father into Cleveland so that the two of them could have a photo session. Yeah. Well, it's in the morning. Kellen Winslow Sr. is there ahead of time, joking around, ready to go. But nobody can find Kellen Jr. Somebody else coming in says, well, I did see an SUV that looks like his that's parked across the street in the guest lot. And so, you know, they got all the cameras set up. Time's burning. Money's burning. One of the Cleveland guys says, well, you know, just go out there, check his SUV on the outside chance maybe he's fallen asleep or something. He was in the SUV.
Spanking it.
In the back seat, spanking it, while his father is waiting for him to come out and take pictures. So. They say that nobody, I mean, the players would beg, please, when we go on the road, do not make any room with Winslow. Because he didn't care who was around.
He'd start slapping at it.
Yep. And there's a lot more, but it was like a rep that he had.
You sure Kellen Winslow Sr.'s his dad? Could it be a little mix-up?
I don't know. I've never seen a picture of the mother.
See? Because Father's Day is coming up, and this could be a problem.
2 months ago, I got home early to the sounds of my parents getting busy. I yelled, get a room, as I opened the door, then was shocked by who I saw on the kitchen floor. That's not my dad. You're not my dad. That's my mom. Jeez, Ma, put something on. You're not my dad, dude. Get off my mom. You're not my dad. You're not my dad. He said, son, calm down. Don't be mad. I ain't your son. Wait till I tell my dad. You're not my dad. Yesterday, you'll never guess who moved in. Yup, my dad's out. Insert mom's boyfriend. Telling me to clean my room and take out the trash. Then says, hey, son, how about a catch? Well, I would, except now thanks to you, I'm a product of divorce. And you're not my dad. You're not my dad. He moves in and right away tells me I can't play Fortnite all day. You're not my dad. You're not my dad. He wants me to call him dad seriously. Hey, Steve, you do realize that I'm 33 and you're not my dad. Then he sat me down. And this is what he told me. I've kept a secret for so long that 34 years ago I hooked up with your mom. And through the miracle of DNA, I found out the truth today. I'm not your dad.
Oh, speaking of that, my mystery sister raised her ugly head. I can't shake it.
Oh, it was going so well.
Card in the mail.
Addressed, a physical card.
Addressed to my girlfriend first, my name second. And it was a card. Oh, been listening to your podcast. You're getting married. Congratulations. Like I feel like I'm being watched.
You're being monitored.
Yeah.
You know, that creeps me out, too.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
You know, the fact that people somehow are able to eavesdrop on every single effing word
say. Every word. It is Father's Day.
You know, people I don't even know will come up and tell me, oh, you remember when you said that?
Yeah, but
I was talking to Stan.
It's a private conversation. Remember how Father's Day used to be back in the 60s?
And then I ask them if they told them that.
Let's watch.
It's Father's Day weekend, and here comes Dad, driving up in his Galaxy 500. He wants a dry gin martini in his hand the second he walks in the door. Even though he's a couple of hours late, because he had an important business meeting with his secretary at the Boom Boom Room. Dad's in an extra good mood and gives Mom a pat on the ass. Here comes his son, Skippy. He made a Father's Day gift in art class and gives Dad a ceramic ashtray.
Uh-oh.
Mom saw the lipstick stain on Dad's work shirt. Looks like Dad is going to be spending Father's Day weekend on the couch.
Oh, Dave, turn the lights back on. You ain't doing nothing else.
All right.
All mom and pop bars have those eggs. The proper way to eat them is with Tabasco sauce. It neutralizes the vinegar and the beet juice taste. Some people also put salt on them to make them more edible.
Any thought on that, Dave?
None. I can't even get over the
Absolute
redness.
Law text line.
Well, that's just dye.
Dave is ruining the Friday show again.
Shut up.
This is the first time that you've backed down.
Yeah,
I don't ever remember you backing down.
I don't, man, but today's one of those days. For some reason, I'm having...
What would happen if you actually
I would eat a dead squirrel before I eat this.
You know what?
I'll go dig something out of the dumpster.
I can put the word out.
Dave, I'll go dig something out of the dumpster, bro.
What are you afraid of? What's going to happen if you eat
that
egg?
I just cannot stand the consistency of the damn egg, man. It's just squishy.
Is it your brain rejecting it, or is it your body?
Appreciate it, man.
Oh, he's got some. Rob, thanks. Here's some Tabasco sauce. Put a little on the egg.
God, man.
Put a little on it, and that'll make it
better. Now, hot sauce doesn't bother you. You've had the hottest of hot sauce.
Try a little of that.
All right.
And put it on the egg. And I'm not even going to ask you to take the bite of the whole egg. Put some on the end of the egg, and then take a bite of the egg.
What if he just sucks off the stringy part?
Oh, shut up! God!
Now take an egg, put some Tabasco sauce on it, or hot sauce.
Oh, I got to touch it.
What?
I got to touch it.
Yeah, you do. That's what you're supposed to do. Reach in there.
Well,
now,
it's going to go in your mouth.
Oh,
Now put some sauce on it.
It's a little hot sauce.
Yep, put as much of it on there as you need be to get to
slather
get
it down if you want
ahead.
To.
Give it a good coating.
Because it'll neutralize it according to the caller.
It'll neutralize it.
So the more hot sauce, the better.
The more neutralization.
I don't know about that.
Come on, put some on there.
Tip the
jar back, you idiot. Don't you know how to put hot sauce on? You've done it all your life.
I know what I'm doing, man. Just chill out. Oh, God. Oh, dear
Okay,
God.
That looks like it's...
Oh, dear God.
Go ahead now.
Where's the camera, by the way?
I don't know anyone
witnessed it. It's useless if you're not going to eat it.
I'm eating it, so just chill out.
Nobody will even see it.
There you go. See how much better that is? Down the hatch. That's got hot sauce on it. See?
It seems like he took maybe a quarter of an egg. He's trying to keep it down. He tried.
Would you like some... Oh, come on, Dave.
Is that stomach lining? Because he hasn't eaten that much.
Dave!
Poor fella.
Is there stomach lining coming out of him? Or was that snot?
Oh, that's not good. That is bad.
Oh, come on.
You eat it, you jackass. You eat it. Man up and eat one then, pal.
Hey,
because
seen,
that ain't cool.
I haven't seen you eat one.
I've got you damn right, because it's not cool.
Now, did the hot sauce neutralize anything?
Yeah, did it neutralize it?
No! You didn't do nothing, just made it hot!
You want some babacusa on it?
Shut up! Damn you! Why?
It's because you can't turn down a dare.
Yeah.
Why?
I dare you!
Don't you dare double dog dare him.
I double dog dare you that you can't eat one. You big baby puss.
Oh, son of a bitch. Those are bad words. Bad words.
My lips are on fire.
Well, you wanted the hot sauce on it.
That's what the text guy says. Whatever, dude. I ain't playing your games, man. I ain't playing your games, bro.
I dare you.
I think you're too much
of a puss to go. A big pussy.
All right, you jackass, you son of a bitch.
He did double dog dare you.
I double dog dare you because you can't handle
said
it.
Said you're not man enough.
Yep, you're not man enough.
I can't believe this. This is so stupid.
God, it's hot. Girl down the street can do it.
Well, he seems to like the hot sauce.
I get little Susie, who's four. She'll do it.
Jerk.
You big baby. And I don't want to see it spit in the garbage
pan. You shouldn't just double dog dare somebody like that.
Triple dog dare.
Oh, triple. You got it, Dave. You got it.
What a girl.
It's all right. We got plenty of eggs.
Yep,
we're in good shape. You got it, Dave. You're a champion.
Down the hatch.
You're a true champ. Oh.
We'll be back. More grab bag when we come back. Stan and Haney. What a big baby.
96 K-Rock. The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney.
She's got eggs. She knows how to use them. Yeah, Rolling Stones.
Stan and Haney here. And it's the big Friday show where Dave has never been known to turn down a food challenge. You big baby.
No, he never has. He's never backed down. Where did your trash can go?
I stuck it over. I had to go dump it, man.
I had to dump it out.
It was full.
Rob, will you bring in the chief engineer and tell him that I'd like to see him in here? Word has gotten around.
Apparently so, man. This isn't cool,
that
man.
Dave is too much of a baby.
A what?
A big baby. Oh, big dirt baby. Oh, baby on a cool, dirt
man.
Model.
Not cool, man.
And,
not
and,
cool
and he
at all.
There's a whole room full of people in here, man.
We're all going to try.
Yes.
No, Dave, you got to warn him.
All right, I want to see this go down.
Okay, now, let's get situated here. Richard.
You scared of an egg?
A little spooked, but not completely scared.
Oh, wait till you see the tethers.
I mean, you're from Mobile. Haven't you had one of those in a bar?
No, but they were always on every bar, and I've seen people eat them, so they didn't die.
Get that out of my face, man.
There goes Richard.
Richard's going to try an egg.
Oh. You never read that.
Where's the camera?
Yeah, where's... Call it, Richard, before you eat it.
Is that healthy?
We got to get the camera
color
on
red?
You.
It's like the wall.
Well, yeah, it's a red dye number 34.
It's a red dye.
Red 40 and red 3.
Just go and take a bite of it. See what you think. See, Richard will eat anything. I've known Richard for 28 years. And it's, look at him. Not even a flinch.
Oh.
Not anything. Not look at that. Yes.
Yeah, he's leaning over the can.
So what? You don't see it dripping. Yeah, it's dripping. He doesn't want to get it on the carpet.
Yeah, it's dripping with that funk, Dave.
Yeah.
What do you think, Richard?
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
See? It isn't. From our...
Would I line up to eat them? No, but...
From our front office...
But if it's free...
Maybe if I was drunk.
So, from our front office, our dear friend Karen is here. Hi, Karen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Now, have you ever...
Dave, you're getting destroyed, dude.
Have you ever had a pickled egg?
Really, bro? I have not. I have not had a pickled egg, but, like, it can't be that bad. Come on.
Give it a shot.
All right,
I
want
to see it.
Let's do this.
All right, here's Karen now with a pickled egg.
I can't do it.
Look! No hesitation. Look at this.
What do you do? Really? It is okay. This isn't bad at all.
It's not.
No.
You think you can eat the whole egg?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Look at that.
It's not that bad.
It's not bad at all. Now, Now,
Dave, Karen, man, you're going down in flames, dude.
Showing Karen, up hard, bro.
You brought your friend from up front. Who did you bring in with you?
I brought in Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey.
Are you scared of eggs?
I'm not the biggest fan, but pickled eggs don't seem that bad.
They don't seem that bad, do they?
I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see.
Jennifer, have a pickled egg.
Okay, let's do this.
Look at this! Oh,
Dave, what is wrong with you, dude?
It's like, what's the big deal?
Come on!
They're actually good. There's nothing wrong with them.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I can't handle it. That's not for me.
So, you all right, Jennifer?
Jennifer,
I'm good. I just.
Yeah, it's a whole egg.
But she seems perfectly fine.
You know what, bro?
I don't understand why you can't.
I can't do it. I can't.
Richard's fine.
Richard,
better with a little pepper. But
a little pepper on it.
Well, you put hot sauce on it, and it still made him vomit.
Oh, I would like hot sauce. That would be good. A little
I enjoyed
crystal.
It, and I'm not even a pickle person.
Would you like another one?
No, I'm okay with another one. But it's good for
one. You're right, Karen.
Dave, would you like it? Would you?
Dave, I think we may have reached the end of the road here.
Yeah, that you can't even eat an egg.
You may be at the point in your career where you just can't hack it anymore as the stunt boy for the Stan and Hayes
show.
Dave,
you got to eat one, man.
Perhaps it's better served having a younger man.
Yeah, maybe a younger guy can do it.
I don't know, man. Exactly. We got girls. We got the engineer.
Horrible, dude.
And I know for a fact they couldn't do other things you've done.
If I could, I would just drop the mic and leave. So,
bye,
guys.
Bye.
Excellent job.
Bye,
thank
Jennifer.
You, Karen.
Bye, Karen.
God, man.
True troopers. Show they can eat an egg.
You had a couple of girls come in here and just didn't even bat an eye.
Bro, I don't see how. I don't see how. I just can't. I've got.
Go ahead.
Damn you.
You're not going to let Richard the engineer and two girls.
You must have just psyched yourself out, bro.
It must have been. I want to see eat that whole egg.
No problem.
No problem at all.
Nah. Now that he's seen a girl do it.
Yeah. Stop kicking the bucket. Pardon.
What'd you say?
Stop kicking the bucket is what he said.
Stop smelling the egg. You ever see a chicken before? Bop, 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 bop. That's what you are. Chicken. Bop, bop.
Well, that's where eggs come from.
Yep.
Man, this is so not cool.
How is it not cool? A couple of chicks went and ate an egg.
He just can't believe it.
Go ahead. There we go. Don't let it fall out of your mouth. Now chew it.
What is wrong with you, bro?
What's wrong with you?
Bro.
No. Get that. Now you finish that egg.
And then have another one.
Finish that egg like Karen did.
What is going on, dude?
I've never seen him this defeated.
No! I can't do it, man!
What the hell is going on?
Do you know how many eggs you have wasted that you just spit in the bucket?
I can't do it, man. I've tried.
You had two girls.
Dave, what is it? Other people are just...
I think it
bounced out of the bucket.
It bounced out of the bucket. That's how gnarly they are, bro.
You big baby.
Have you even begun to bite one?
Yep. I did. I had one when we were doing the break because I was getting a little hungry. I needed a snack.
Oh, shut up.
And I had one. It's delicious.
Dave, I don't get it, man. How are those chicks just not having any problem?
I don't know, bro.
I mean, I could see maybe Richard's a little tougher than you are, but...
I'm sorry, Mr. Mangus, man. I just...
Chicks?
We had a discussion last week where you were telling me that you were the self-described king of the bros.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that you are not... the king of the bros.
Dave, I don't get it, man.
I'm telling you, this is a bad day. I'm having a bad day.
Dave.
I can't do it, bro. I don't use those words anymore.
If we hadn't had the girls come in here and eat it, if Richard hadn't eaten it, I'd be right with you and say, man, that stuff's toxic. Get it out of here. But after seeing that, man, they didn't even blink an eye.
There was not a sourpuss on their face when they ate. There was not any gag.
It doesn't work for me, man.
And you put it in your mouth.
You're the one who brags you can eat anything.
But it's like
poison.
It is. Because it is poison. Look at it.
It's not.
But it doesn't bother anybody else.
This is your day. This is what we made Friday Dave Day. And you can't do it.
Dry heat, right,
how about, really? Maybe you'd just like to sit there the rest of the show. Maybe you'd like to sit there and do nothing. Watch girls eat pickled eggs. Maybe you'd like to sit there and watch girls eat them. Because Dave's got a sensitive tummy.
You're
boo,
such
boo,
a
boo. Dave goes, I'm going to watch girls eat them.
Do you think that it's...
I'll take it. Hammer me, bro.
Dave, is it just that you're having an off day, or do you think it's the eggs?
I might be having an off day.
No, you're not.
Maybe I'm not.
You made up your mind when you saw what it was you weren't going to eat it.
No, I didn't. I'll try it.
You didn't try it.
Well, I tried
it multiple times. I cannot handle them.
Dave, what went through your head?
Like I said, I'll eat a dead rat.
Okay, Dave. I'll put the word out. I guarantee you we'll have a rat here in 20 minutes.
What?
I'll dig out of the dumpster right now. But
what were you thinking, Dave, when you saw Karen just nonchalantly eat the egg?
It's insane how somebody could even begin to...
So you're looking at it like Karen and Jennifer and Richard have some sort of superpowers that you don't.
Yeah.
They have one power that I do not have, and that is they're able to eat that egg. That's the one thing I cannot...
I don't want you eating a dead rat, okay? I don't want that for you.
Yeah,
okay.
Can get what, one here in 19 minutes.
What do you think you could do today to make up for this disaster?
You got to give me a second.
Listen to this text.
Uh-oh.
And this, you know, you need every fan you can get because 50% of the audience can't stand you.
I don't care, Stan.
I am the biggest Dave the Waterman fan there is, but this time... you need to permanently ban him from the show. And that's from a Waterman super fan.
This is the only time he's ever failed a test.
And again, as I said last week, what's Billy going to think?
Yeah, what's Billy going to think about this?
That's what Billy's thinking.
Really?
Think
you don't?
Billy.
He's your only friend.
Think about Billy.
He looks up to you, man.
Yeah.
That would really hurt him to hear you say that.
Look,
I'm sorry.
Can we try one more time? But you have to promise me, or so help me, I'll get a rat in here, dead rat.
Oh, man. What? What do you want?
One more time. You know what?
You have had the hottest of hot sauces. You've done all kinds of stuff.
I know.
What's the thing you've eaten that you're most proud of?
I don't know. Cat food was a good one.
And cat food didn't bother you?
No. Nope.
You know I'm into jazz, don't you? You know I love the jazz.
Right.
A while back, and I didn't know that it would be apropos today, but a while back I did a little avant-garde jazz thing about you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
About me?
Yeah.
I've never been more concerned about his overall well-being as I am this morning. I need something for the pain. Toe would get all inflamed and... Aw, man. You gotta bring me in some pain pills, man. Brah.
Oh, man.
Aw, man. Baby! 4 o'clock in the morning. Aw, man.
Oh, man.
Brah.
Oh, man. Oh,
man. I can't hear you. Swinging like a pendulum. Don't get all huffed up. Woo!
Ring, ring, ring.
Not today.
Not today.
Hurt feelings. You keep talking. Attaboy.
Fingers all swelled up.
I'll buy.
not today.
Uh-huh. It's not about you. What's the answer?
Not today.
But you're on to these cats.
Not today. Murder.
Not today.
Cause a big ruckus.
Power.
Yeah.
Girls.
The hard streets of L.A.
Well, that's
mighty adult of you. Seen life, lived life. Flies into the alleyway. Not today.
It's a little piece there. Yeah, for right on.
Right on. Man, that was mind-blowing.
That was mind-blowing.
That was.
Yeah, and I didn't know I would need it today.
I didn't think you would.
But
either.
You know what? It just proves that was from about 20 years ago.
That was awesome. Yeah. I cameoed on that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
You did a good job too, Dave.
I appreciate that.
Got me all jazzed up now, man.
What are you... Oh, here's a little something for you. That's good music to have an egg.
Have an egg too, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
this will help.
Oh, dear God.
Captain Lazaro just texted us, said, eat the egg.
That's a direct order.
Got it, Captain. Oh, man. No, dude.
Absolute Law text line. Dave, come on. First, you don't go on a date with a fan who actually can tolerate you, and now you can't even eat a pickled egg?
This is god-awful. Has anybody really... I want to see you try one of these, Stan.
Dave, we just watched half the staff in the building eat it.
I don't understand it either, boys.
Here's what I want you
to
do.
But they're not for me.
You need to do one thing. You know what? You're thinking about it too much.
You saying it's the mental game?
Yes, it is. Take the whole egg. Don't bite into it. Don't cut your teeth through the egg. Put the whole egg in your mouth. Bite down and swallow it. Down in the gut. Before you know it, it's gone.
You're telling him to not suck eggs.
Don't suck eggs, man. Eat the egg. The whole egg.
Damn you!
Come on, do it. No, don't bite it. Now crunch it and swallow it. Swallow that egg. Swallow the egg.
Oh, yeah, don't suck the egg.
Don't take in the juice.
Oh, he's trying. He's walking the tightrope.
Swallow that egg.
He's walking the tightrope.
Do not throw up. Don't.
What is he? He's high stepping.
Oh, you big baby.
I can't do it.
We'll be back.
Man, that jazz was good.
Wasn't it something, man?
Not today, man.
Not today. Not today.
Oh!
I don't want to look at you like that. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Man. Not today.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio. 277-9600. It's a 239 area code. We've got some prizes. I'd love to hear what our audience has to think of Dave's failure. Maybe they side with him. Oh, no way I could do that. Or, you know, what a puss crybaby wimpy was.
Oh, come
a little girl
on.
That had, girls eat eggs, not him.
I would love to hear that jazz thing again.
Yeah,
That's stuck in my head.
Yeah, I'll get it for you. 277-9600. Before this half hour is up, this segment's up, I'll get somebody qualified to go see the Rolling Stones Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. You get qualified if you get awarded a Rolling Stones Bridges to Bremen DVD. That's your qualifying prize, and then you're in the running for the Stones tickets for the August 31st show. I also have one pair of tickets left for the Disrupt Festival in Tampa. I have a few more pairs of tickets left to go see Fox and Friends' Brian Kilmeade, who's going to be at the Southwest Florida Event Center on Friday, July 19th. I've got the pewter mug. I've got barbecue saw that Dave wouldn't put on an egg. I offered. That might have made it go down a lot easier. Bam's Restaurant, Subway, Sunshine Ace Hardware, and yeah. Our friends are back here on the radio station. I got a gift certificate, $20, to Firehouse Subs, good in Cape Coral and Fort Myers, 277-9600.
Poor Dave. These eggs are his kryptonite.
Yeah, it's a damn shame is what that is. 277-9600.
All right, Dave.
Those are bad.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Walter.
Hey, Walter. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you guys doing on this wonderful Friday?
Good. Yeah, have you ever had a pickled egg?
I have, and they're pretty disgusting. I mean, I think Dave's been pretty fair eating a lot of other stuff, and I kind of don't blame him for not eating them.
But have you had one?
Yes, sir, I have.
And when disgusting. You had one, did you eat it?
I took one bite and spit it out.
Like Dave. Well, you got a friend there.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Thanks, Walter.
Yeah. So, hey, no problem. I'm a big Dave Waterman fan. Hang in there, brother.
Yeah.
Great show, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's take a moment and pay tribute to Dave.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It just happens you don't like him.
I can't take it.
No, you sit and stare at him.
I asked Haney, I said, can I take him out of the studio? And he said, I got to ask you.
No.
Those cost a lot of money.
Yeah. They weren't cheap.
$10.
Yep.
Would you, could you, in a boat?
No, he couldn't.
You do not like red eggs.
No, I do not like red eggs.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, hi, fellas. This is Steve. How you doing today?
Hey, Steve. What's going on, buddy? Happy weekend.
Hey, thank you very much. I just wanted to ask Dave. Dave, were you stopped by a pickled egg?
Yeah, I was. Stopped by a pickled egg.
Pickled egg stomped him.
It kicked my butt. I don't know what it was.
A pickled egg. You're a professional eater, man.
Yeah, man. I can eat cat food and anything, man. But these eggs are bad. There's just something about the consistency of these eggs. I don't like them.
Yeah, they get a little rubbery when they're pickled. But you know, you're a professional, man.
I know, bro.
You're supposed to get past that.
I've tried. I've tried 5-6 times, Dan.
Hey, is there one right there right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking
eat
at him.
Dave, I'm asking you to eat that egg right now. Do it, man, before I get off the phone.
Come on.
Bro.
Pick it up.
That's a direct request.
From one of your fans.
Yeah.
One of your fans, Dave. Yeah, come on, you, man. Bro. Do that for me right now.
All right.
Do it for the fans, Dave.
He's just opening the jar.
Can I go?
What, just in case? No, you're going to do this one. This for the fans.
Yeah, right.
Come on. Woo! Do it for me, man.
Come on.
Steve, do it for me.
Come on.
Got a pink bucket for you. Don't worry.
He's got an egg in his hand right now.
Yep.
Do it, man. Pop it, chew it, and swallow it. You're a professional.
Yeah, all the way down the hatch.
There you go, Dave.
Stop.
You're getting encouragement.
Him in half. Get the hold. Hold it. He's actually chewing it.
All right, go, man. Go.
Oh, no,
you're doing it.
No, it's coming.
He's got his coach now.
Come on.
You got it, man? Come on, you got it.
He's choking now. He didn't even eat the yolk part.
You got it, man. Keep going. You're a professional.
Come on, get the rest of that egg in there. Dave, don't cough the egg up. Go. Get it in there.
No way, bro.
Come on, Dave.
You got it. Oh, you got a whole chunk of it in your mouth.
More vomit.
Hey, can I get you something?
Yeah, I didn't hear it. Do you guys have pewter mugs?
I do have the pewter mug. Hold on.
My stomach can't take no more.
Neither Haney nor I asked you, Dave. It was for the fans.
I know, brother.
It was for the fans, and you let them down.
You let
the fans down.
I have nothing left in my stomach to puke up, dude. And now it's starting to really
hurt. Who's this?
It's hurting bad.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Is there any other egg? I mean, I find it hard to believe deviled eggs actually is yummy. Is there any other type of egg that you don't eat, or is it just that one?
This is an
Do you have any? Do you have anything against other eggs or just this one?
This is a pickled egg.
No, I'll eat other eggs, man.
You'll eat other eggs?
Cooked eggs and stuff. Yeah, bro.
This but just not that one. That's
yeah,
this is
gnarly.
Let me ask you something.
It's bad, man.
I appreciate the call. I got a.
It does. It like affects him on a chemical level.
I got a bird. Something. I don't know. It's a crackle. I think those. They're not really crows, but they're like a blackbird. And they made a nest up above my gutter, and they laid eggs. If I brought down those eggs, you'd eat a blackbird egg?
Funny.
Would you?
Funny.
Would you?
Funny. You know I'm not going to turn it down. I'd try it.
Yeah, if you dare him, he has to.
Yeah, well, I dared him, and he can't eat a
he tried.
Egg. I tried. Hey, I tried, bro. I got to go to the bathroom, man.
Do you know?
Can I go to the bathroom?
I've had a long week, Dave, and you've just frustrated the heck out of me today. So I'm going to go home. And just stew in the bitter disappointment.
Matt, I think
afternoon.
He was asking you for a hall pass.
You may urinate. You know, whatever you need to do.
Go, man.
You've let us all down.
No, come on.
And got beat by two girls.
By two girls. 2779600. You know what? And I'll tell you.
You're enjoying yourself today, aren't you? Little bit.
When I was a kid, I used to eat goose eggs.
Oh, when I was when you get, you know, someone around, let's say a fifth grade male, that stuff goes on all the time.
Yes.
And I remember a game that we used to play because, you know, we'd be running between each other's houses all the time, and it'd be a fun game where you would have to accept the dare and then go into the refrigerator and just pick random things, put it in a cup, here, drink this.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
I'll put it in a blender and drink it. Did that.
Yeah, we didn't get that sophisticated. We just, you know, put like ketchup and mayonnaise in with some Coke.
Drink it.
Yeah.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is JC.
Hey, JC, what's going on, buddy?
I just want to say I eat pickled eggs all the time, especially when I work out. It's good for protein. But
it's great protein.
Tell Dave to cut them in half and throw some hot sauce on them.
He tried it with the hot sauce, and it just burned his mouth, and he puked that up, too.
Well, I don't know what his deal is. I can eat them suckers, man.
Hey, what can I get you?
You don't have to give me anything. I just want to
all right, brother.
Get on the radio.
All right, man.
Have a good one.
Yep. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam?
Yes.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. Well, I was just calling to let you all know that now that Dave has puked up everything in his stomach, he should try again because now he can't puke.
His stomach lining.
Yeah, he had. Have you ever eaten a pickled egg?
I've tried.
So you can't do it either?
No.
All right.
It's just the smell that gets to me.
Yeah, but I was telling him, hold it, hold your nose, and you can get by that.
Yeah, hold your nose and think of your happy place.
What can I get you?
Nothing. That's right. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, sweetheart. 277.
Yeah, she was nice.
Yeah, she was pleasant. Pleasant enough. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Last chance. Ahoy. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Bill. How you doing?
Hey, Bill.
Long time listener, no first time caller.
All right, well, we appreciate you calling the show. What's on your mind, buddy?
About those eggs and that. Yeah. I'm from Wisconsin, and we do that all the time, especially in the wintertime. You know, it promotes fat and everything else when you're out snowmobiling and ice fishing and that.
It's straight
else.
It's protein.
Oh, yeah. Awesome protein. And it's better if it goes with a PBR.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why they have that's why they have them in the bars.
What do you have? Cold, right. Rich flavor.
Hey, you got that right. Next thing. Has you ever tried pickled pig's feet?
That was going to be next week, but evidently he can't take pickled anything.
Well, the pickled pig feet are really good. I mean, they're not as well. They are as chewy. But
so, Dave, it's not the eggs; it's the pickled.
It's got,
have you ever had it like a dill pickle, Dave?
Yeah,
you know?
It's fine. Yeah,
but that's fine.
That doesn't
it's all in a
me.
Brine. Fine. That's what it is.
It doesn't bother
it's a
me.
Brine.
You guys want to try something even better than that?
What?
Try peanut butter and sweet pickles.
Sweet pickles.
Yeah, you make a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
And you slice the sweet pickles real thin. You put it on it, and you use it like a jam in that.
Sounds
it
good
totally
to me.
Changes the whole
sure.
Sounds something. It's another I mean, northern.
Yep.
It's a Polish thing.
I'd have
like
no
pickle.
I have no problem.
I'm surprised Stan's not aware of
I've
it.
I've not heard of that.
Because that is your heritage.
Yeah. Yakshamash. Yep.
Oh yeah, that's a big Polish thing from up in Wisconsin.
What can I get you?
I'm fine. That's great, but I appreciate it.
Right.
Like I said, first-time caller, long-time listener.
All right.
I love your show.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it. You guys take care.
Bye-bye. That was a nice call.
Yeah. Be a nice guy to go snowmobiling with.
Yeah. Yep.
You need a tissue, Dave?
What is the matter? What you're doing right now,
what?
When we're trying to take calls, you're attention-seeking.
No, I'm not. Why would you say that? I'm standing here thinking.
Oh, well, geez. That's why the room's all full of smoke.
I just got told I need to reevaluate my life.
Yeah, well,
by
take
who?
A look at you.
Well, you know, boss man says.
I did not hear him say you have to reevaluate your life.
Well, me and him were just talking about it, and I said, you know what? And he's like, you know, you're an old man now.
He says,
you know, you might want to think more about what you do. And I said, well, it's tough, man, because I don't like thinking.
Yeah. Did you tell him Haney told you that 20-some years ago?
Yeah.
And what good did it do you?
What? Now he's successful.
You're damn right.
He just said he has to reevaluate.
Well, I conduct myself.
Me,
Dave,
do your thing.
How old are you and what is your status?
I'm 44 and successful, bro.
There we go.
I'll be 45 this year.
Shut up.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim. How you doing?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, this reminds me of the childhood science project. We used to take a milk bottle, take a piece of paper, light it up, and take the pickled eggs, and they'd suck right down. So Dave needs to smoke a cigarette, put the egg in his mouth, and it'll suck right into it.
Well, I don't understand. What's he saying, Haney?
I'm not sure.
Smoke a
when
cigarette?
We were,
yeah, go ahead.
No.
Explain it again.
You would take a milk bottle, a glass milk bottle.
Right.
You'd take a piece of paper, you'd light it, and put it in the bottle. Got it? Okay, as soon as you did that, you would take the pickled egg and put it on top of the milk bottle, and it would suck it into the bottle without breaking the egg.
Okay, I got it.
All right, I follow you. It's like Mr. Wizard used to do that.
There you go. So tell Dave, take a big puff of cigarette. And then put an egg in his mouth, and it'll suck right in.
You know what? That Mr. Wizard, I bet he had a lonely existence.
He darn right he did. A lot of lonely nights in front of a black and white 12-inch set. What can I get you?
Nothing.
He's a man.
I still haven't given away the qualifying prize for the Rolling Stones tickets.
Oh, hell yeah. She got legs.
Bridges to Bremen DVD. Get you in the running for the Stones tickets. Still haven't given them away. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is William Sr.
yes, William Sr.
Well, boy, oh boy, my son is completely devastated, Dave.
I'm sorry, buddy.
And with that.
Man, I have let down some people today.
You've let down Southwest Florida. And I was, and
man,
and I'm gonna tell you something else because it was Adam that was coming down the hallway, our operations manager. Mm-hmm. We share the same doctor, and he was coming down the hallway, and it dawned on him because he's been doing a lot of these meetings with the digital mm-hmm. and the streaming stuff.
Right.
He was coming down the hallway the other day. He said, "You know what? You guys have a lot of listeners." Not from all around the world.
I said, yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. They're just getting used to this whole digital stuff. And I said, yeah, we do.
Well, you know, last time I checked, we're in the radio business.
Yep. You've let people around the world down.
Oh, jeez.
Around the world.
Yeah, they're...
Damn!
Around the world.
They're perplexed by us because they're talking about all this digital stuff and everybody's trying really hard, but we don't and we win.
And the thing is, I've offered them stuff, and they don't want it.
No, because they think we're doing too well.
Yeah. Knock them down a peg.
Yeah, we're doing too well.
Yeah, that's why when Rob hands over to Melvin,
take him down.
The podcast,
right.
Melvin sabotages it, puts little cuts and breaks in it and stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that. Now, I mean, I haven't heard it personally, but I've heard about it.
Yeah, ahoy.
Hi, this is John.
Yeah, John.
I just wanted to say, first time caller, super huge fan of you guys. I actually can't really believe I'm talking to you guys right now.
Well,
congratulations.
Congratulations, John. We're glad to talk to you, and we're glad you phoned the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I just want to say, Dave, sorry you couldn't pound those eggs down, man. That sucks.
Bro, it's bad. Bad. I don't know. Have you ever even had a pickled egg?
Yeah, I have. And honestly, I mean, they're not that bad.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
They are horrible.
Is it just like the texture for you or something?
It's the whole deal.
He said he doesn't like the brine, the vinegar.
The brine, the texture, it's just bad. It's just god-awful, man.
When I smell that vinegar, it just clears out my sinuses.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it cleared Dave's sinuses out, too.
Yeah, it cleared his stomach out as well.
Yeah, no bile left.
What can I get you, buddy?
What do you guys have? I've just got back in my truck, so I wasn't really listening.
Let's see. I got Stan and Haney Babaku saw. I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Brian Kilmeade. I've got the Disrupt Festival in Tampa.
I'll do the Disrupt tent.
You got it. Here, you're going. Hold on.
Awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for tuning in. Hold on. Pick your head up off the table.
I should do it, bro. I have nothing left in my stomach.
You have
man.
Nothing left to give, okay? Sit down. Sit down like you always do.
All right. I'll sit.
Look at your phone. Haney's talking to you, look off into space.
It's only one loss, Stan. He's got an incredible record.
That's right, Stan. I do have an incredible record.
You know what I wanted to bring in next week. And I think it'll be loss number two. And then the week after that, I was going to bring something in. You know what that would be? Loss number three. Because this, I felt, was the easiest one.
Oh, man.
This, I felt, was the easiest one. Let me tell you something. Big John's...
God, be careful. That lid's very touchy.
The official snack of the South, Big John's, the official... They have other products
that are that are also pickled,
and really? and
let
me tell you
looks
something.
Looks like I got to do some research.
They're a step above in toughness.
They're putting the same
eggs.
Stuff. So is it the egg, or is it what the egg is in?
It's the brine, like Stan says.
I think
you
then
it
lost
awful.
Number two, lost number three. Then in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
Dave, do you know what he's talking about?
No.
What else is pickled?
Well, you got pig's feet.
Bingo.
You got pickled like eyeballs or something. Don't they have like that? Something like that.
No.
Pickled.
They call them pickled red hots. You know what a red hot is?
Yeah, no.
It's a hot dog.
Oh, really?
Sausage.
Yep. What do you want? What do you want me to bring next week?
Some red hots.
I don't think you can do it. It's that same brine.
I don't know how you would if it affects you that way, Dave.
I got a different feeling about it.
I think you really need to.
I don't like
Dave.
I'm not into the egg.
I have to give away these stone qualifiers.
Knock it off, Stan.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, this is Walter again. How you guys doing?
Hey, Walter, long time no hear from.
Hey, I'm from Boston.
No kidding.
yeah, no kidding. I just want to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day, and you and Stan and Haney,
thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Walter, do you want to go see the Rolling Stones?
I would love to go
all right,
see the Rolling Stones.
I don't have tickets. I'm going to give you a
What's your favorite Rolling Stones song?
What's your favorite Rolling Stones song?
There's a bunch of them.
Name one.
Rolling Stones.
No, sorry, I can't give it to you, Walter. Have a great weekend.
Oh, that was rough, Stan.
You know what? If I get you, you're going to have to name a song. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jeff from Chuckalusky.
Jeff from Chuckalusky.
Oh,
how you guys doing?
You're lucky, Jeff. I wish I was in Chuckalusky
man.
Right now.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, why don't you have him try some pickled herrings or herrings and cream sauce?
You want to do herrings and cream sauce? My old man used to love that. He used to love it. Eat right out of the jar.
That's what I do. And the pickled eggs, I pickle my own. I'm from Yale, Michigan, and we used to do all our own pickling, pickles, eggs, everything up there.
Yep. You've had a pickled egg then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to go to get qualified for the Stones?
Actually, not really. I don't care for the Stones. All you got SeaWorld?
No.
But
no, no,
hold on a second. Even though you don't like them, what's your favorite Rolling Stones song?
Paint It Black.
There you go. Okay, right.
See, he doesn't like him, but he knows the song. Knows.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys, it's Carmine.
Hey, Big
Carmine!
Ragu!
Hey, guys, I just got off the phone with Governor DeSantis, and he believed the disgusting calls he was getting at the state building about Dave.
We apologize.
He said the phone
to...
system shut down up there because they were getting so many calls from all over the state, not just Southwest Florida.
I bet.
We apologize to Governor DeSantis and especially his hot wife.
Yeah, she's hot. Good, good talking to you, buddy.
You guys take it easy.
All right, pal. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tracy.
Uh-oh. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are y'all?
Jeez, like a knife. do you want to get qualified for the Rolling Stones, Tracy?
No, I like. Are the Brian Kilmeade still available?
Yes, jeez, yes. But
I would love that. And by the way, pickled eggs are disgusting. All my family eat them, but I don't.
You have a like a megaphone for a cell phone.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a loud talker. I'm from the South.
Brian Kilmeade, hold on.
Well, let's have some sweet tea then.
Yeah, hold on. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. This is Mark in Cape Coral.
Hey, Mark in Cape Coral. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I just finished my work day. Dave, God bless you. You tried your best.
I tried, buddy.
I'm all right.
I tried.
What's your favorite Rolling Stones song?
You know, Stan, I just can't get no satisfaction.
You want the Stones DVD and get qualified?
I would be proud. Yes, sir.
You got it, buddy. Hold on and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, hold on, pal. All right, we got to take a break. Are you capable of doing traffic, or do you want me to do that for you?
I can do it.
Yeah.
You're not hurt too bad, then.
No.
Then eat an egg.
Shut up.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. All four attempts of Dave the Waterman attempting to eat a pickled egg are now on the Stan and Haney Facebook page. If you'd like to see what happened where Dave wimped out and girls ate eggs, all four are on our Facebook
page. They didn't blink an eye.
Didn't blink an eye.
I can't believe it, man.
By the way.
And it caused a severe reaction from Dave.
Yeah, big baby. Five more likes, by the way, on our Facebook page to get to 8,500.
Now, what will that mean?
Nothing. In all reality, we should be at like 80,000. But we don't. Here's the thing. There's a lot of people in this building, and I won't mention who they are, Big Mommy. Mm-hmm. But they will go and do the advertising and all of the.
But
then you get fake likes. Every one of our likes are the real deal. People that listen to this show and want to follow us on our Facebook page.
I mean, if you have a bunch of stuff, but it's like people that are like. Sitting behind in a giant room full of computers in Indonesia that just hit like on pages. It doesn't mean anything.
And here's what's also impressive. I don't know too many, 60-year-olds that are into Facebook because it wasn't invented. Haney and I, we're in our 50s, and we remember when it was exclusively for college students.
Well, that is the big con that Zuckerberg pulled.
Yep.
Because MySpace was far more popular because anybody could sign up for it. And then he suckered all of these college kids into thinking they were signing up for a product that was only for their university. Other people weren't allowed in.
Yeah. That's how I remember it.
And
so
it was a bait and switch.
Yeah.
So we got all these people to sign up thinking that it was somehow affiliated with their university.
But we learned
And then opened it up after everybody was all involved in it.
So for us, 8,500, not that. And when they combined 99X and K-Rock, before that, we were in the lead.
What?
Yeah, don't you know that?
What are you talking about?
When we had 99X in the building, remember that station?
Yeah.
And remember Zito and Garrett were in the morning, and we had our guys, and we were in the... each one had their own station. And then when they said, well, 99X is going away, that's not a station anymore, we're going to take all of their listeners and put them on the K-Rock page. That's when we moved to fell to second. Yeah. And then they were bragging that they had a huge amount of listeners or followers.
What? Well, how does that make sense?
It doesn't. That's why I'm saying 8,500. Thank you. Let's get you updated on traffic.
The world is based on so much.
Deception.
It's a great quote from our president. You know what? You do what you got to do. You get elected, and then they try and bury you with bolt.
Yep.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right,
Mr. Traffic himself.
Woo! Give me woo, Stan.
You know what? Not today, Dave.
Not today, bro.
All right, I got it. I get it. All right, two on the board here. First in North Fort Myers, we have a crash. North Cleveland Avenue in front of the Big Lots. And then in Fort Myers, we have a crash. Summerlin Road and College Parkway. You're up to date. Another big 30 minutes.
Thank you. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He's got the headlines for you right now. What's coming up?
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
Police in Detroit are on the lookout for a serial car thief.
Yep.
By the name of Henry Ford.
Yep. He's looking exclusively for certain vehicles.
A woman in London recently ordered a size 16 bikini.
What? Jeez. That's bad.
And evidently the company didn't have that size bikini.
Could imagine.
But they weren't going to turn down an order. What did they do?
What?
They sent her two size 8 bikinis. That equals 16. An Amish guy steals a car, crashes it, then goes drinking. And finally, police talk down a suicidal jumper by promising him a hug.
Aww.
For crying
out
loud.
Another big baby.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, we got to have some. And Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral and Fort Myers know that. Mark.
Stan.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Sunday is Father's Day.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you'll never hear a dad say.
Top things you'll never hear a dad say.
Huh? Who's REO Speedwagon?
You'll never hear a dad say that. They know exactly who they are.
No. That wasn't the dog. It was me. Boy, I sure feel sorry for all my single friends.
Love it.
I bet you do.
The last thing I want to do is bore you with stories about my high school football career.
You'll never hear your dad say that.
Yeah. Go ahead. Set the thermostat however you like it. After all, what's money compared to the comfort of my loved ones?
Laugh it up.
Yeah. You know, I got to admit it. I'll be damned. I don't know what any of these tools are for. Hmm. Might be time to go shopping. I guess I should stop wearing cargo shorts. I hear they're out of style.
Love a cargo short.
Yeah.
They're out of style. Never hear him say that. I like it because there's a lot of pockets on it. Okay, I see that you have them on. All right. You know what? There's like four guys in this room, and I bet you we all have cargo shorts on, you buffoon.
Mm-hmm, whatever.
But look at Dave.
Damn right.
Yeah, Dave's got cargo shorts on.
Woo!
Take a look, bro.
Look at me.
Get some.
You know, I don't really have an opinion on that. Go ask your mother. Well, that settles it. If my daughter goes vegan, we all go vegan. Every sitcom and commercial features some fat, schlubby guy married to a beautiful younger woman. So, yes, I'm definitely aware of society's gender disparity. You know what? Not only can you borrow the car, but you can get into all kinds of trouble.
Yeah.
And I will come bail you out in the middle of the night when you call me.
Yep. Laugh it off. Yeah.
And by the way, bring it home tonight without any gas in it.
I'm sorry. Did I tell you that story before? I really don't like repeating myself. I've got a great idea. Why doesn't the whole family come golfing with me? I mean, when you think about it, son, skipping college to focus on your band is the only logical thing to do. And finally, the very top thing you'll never hear a dad say.
Yes.
Are you kidding? Of course I'd love to hear about your day. And that, my friends, is the Fart Line.
Albert, I've left the building.
Email time.
Just takes another piece of your soul.
It sure does.
Every time you got to hear about somebody's day.
Ahoy.
There are only so many days you can hear about.
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
And I see you're keeping your mouth strategically shut, but you know damn well what I'm talking about.
At stanandhaney.com.
Okay. I
love to hear about her day.
You. Dave, you love to hear about her day?
Not at all.
I'll tell you something. This is why I think I got a winner. Because she does want to tell me about her day. And she'll get, and she'll always ask me about mine, but she'll get about 2-3 minutes.
Oh, what do you tell her about yours?
Oh, yeah. She goes, how was your day? I say, like every other day.
Fine.
Lousy. But she'll get into her day for about a minute or so, and she'll...
No, I wouldn't say lousy, because then they want to know why.
No,
I always say fine.
No, she knows the answer. And then she'll start telling me about her day. And then she'll go, you don't want to hear about that, and I'll leave you alone.
Well, that's thanks to the fact that you've mastered body language.
Yes!
Yeah, sure. Oh,
I admit I'm the champ at that. look what we got a letter from. Scatter.
That's what you call him.
That's what he is, as this email will prove. I have to ask myself, he was answering our question of the week, which yesterday was, what was the big opportunity or job that got away? I have asked myself repeatedly, what's the biggest opportunity I ever passed up? Mine would have to be not giving Nancy a baby when she really wanted one. I screwed up because I will never get that opportunity again. Many do not understand how a woman like Nancy could reappear in my life after 11 years, completely apart, and have such an amazing effect on me. It's not easy, It's not as easy as just moving into the next money-seeking whore.
Stan, I hate to interrupt Scatter's email.
Yeah.
But just for my own edification and understanding.
Yes.
Is Nancy real?
I don't know. Maybe it's because her and I met when we were both quite younger. I'm not sure. Times were different back then. No other woman could return back into my life like this, though, and have such an effect on me. Not unless this other woman were to have some really huge knocks and had the right personality to go along with it. Signed, Scatter.
You know, that's true. You can have the knocks, but if you don't have the personality to pull it off...
What's one without the other? This is from Steve. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, after listening to your shows this week, it appears that all listeners, past and present, seem to be entitled to a pair of Rolling Stones tickets.
Well, I thought that was the deal.
I've honestly been a huge Stone fan, so I will gladly donate my participation for listening and getting Rolling Stones tickets to Stan and Haney. Enjoy the concert, guys. You deserve a fun night out. So is he saying that he's not going to participate to get qualified for the Stones tickets, so we...
He's giving us Stones tickets. So he's welcoming the Stones and giving you and I tickets to the show.
Yep.
Now, if this were in his power...
Yeah.
By the way, I would. Here's what I would like to see. Because I know we're promoting the hell out of this Rolling Stones business. I would like to see not a Stan and Haney promo, but a station promo that runs three times an hour. Featuring the woman who thinks the Rolling Stones do legs.
Yeah.
Would they do that?
You know, she doesn't remember doing that.
I don't care. It's art.
She's probably doesn't even remember calling. Thank you once again for entertaining me on a daily drive home, guys. Signed, Steve.
Do you think K-Rock would do that? Use that to promote?
No. No, no, I don't. No, I don't. Now, you and I know that that's promotion gold.
Can we put that on our promo? Where they'd have to play it.
They'd have to play it. Rob? Okay, done.
It can be done? All right.
Okay.
Because I just want to run it into the ground.
You know, previously on the Stan and Haney show. And then you have her talking about legs.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. And let that one float around for a little while, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. That's how we get things done.
Yeah, somebody will say something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Very quickly, I got less than 30
Any
seconds.
Hot words?
Let me see. Ahoy, gentlemen, guys. Many years ago, he's answering our question of the week. Ahoy, gentlemen. Many years ago, I was in charge of maintenance at three McDonald's. The owner liked how I managed the work and offered to put me into a program to become a store manager. And like a dumbass, I turned him down. Stupidest thing I have ever done. Who knows? I might have owned a couple of McDonald's franchises by now. All well. Life's path.
Life's path.
All right, we're going to take a break.
But you know what?
What?
That was all PG.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, it was.
Pre-Guardian.
Yeah, pre-Guardian. Yeah. Thank you, Haney.
That's a very inside joke.
Yeah.
Only one person got it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, friends. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Going to tell you about the Disrupt Festival. Dave probably knows more about it than I do. The Disrupt Festival. We'll quiz him on it momentarily, but first he's going to update us on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right, Stan. Woo! Woo! Friday, brother.
All right, we got one report here, and that is in North Fort Myers. We have a hit and run at North Tamiami Trail and Bayshore Road. That's traffic. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you, Dave the Waterman, mm-hmm. for all of your participation in today's show.
We appreciate it, buddy.
96K Rock welcomes the Rockstar Energy Disrupt Festival. It's going to happen on Wednesday, June the 26th. That's coming up fast. At the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. That's up in Tampa. Nice place to see a show. It's outdoor seating and then a lawn seating they got there, and it's nice. Featuring Sum 41. Here,
yep, yep.
You like them?
Man, good band.
Thrice.
Yep, very good band.
The Used.
Oh, yeah.
Circa Survive.
Mm-hmm, guess some.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Atreyu.
Oh, absolutely.
The Story So Far.
Good band.
I'll be honest, I haven't heard of them. And many more. Tickets are on sale now, right now, at Ticketmaster.com, and you can listen to K-Rock to win your tickets to the Disrupt Festival. Ahoy!
Hey, guys.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Billy. All right, man.
What? How's it going?
Going good, buddy. It's almost like a regular thing. I can expect your call on Friday. And you know what? Don't get me wrong. I like your phone calls, and I appreciate you listening, Billy. And usually when you call in, you've got something to say. How you doing, buddy? How's summer break treating you?
It's okay. I'm sorry. I don't want to make small talk with you.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, Dave. It's my apologies, Billy. Dave's right here.
What's up, Billy? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, bra.
What's up, bra?
I think Stan tried to trick you today.
Of course he did. I think he fooled with those eggs, man.
Yeah, I think you probably knew, too, because I think everybody knows that if you like to suck eggs, you must be gay.
I agree with you, Billy, man. Sucking eggs is not cool. Not cool at all, bro.
He wasn't supposed to suck eggs, Billy.
No, you're supposed to eat them.
He was supposed
to
eat the egg.
Because I noticed the chicks didn't mind it, but Dave got sick to his stomach. Almost like he needed to have his stomach pumped.
Nothing about sucking the egg, okay? These are chicken eggs that Dave had to eat. They were pickled chicken eggs. Nothing about sucking the egg. Jeez, what is it with you, Billy? You're reading the backs of magazines.
Yeah, well, if I know anything at all, Dave's not a homo.
Damn right, Billy.
Dave.
How do you know that, Billy?
Damn right. No homo in here, man.
He told me a story once when he was flat busted broke at being at a movie theater and a guy coming up to him and saying, I got a crisp 50.
No.
And he told me in confidence
Don't listen to him, Billy.
That he got that 50.
Don't listen to him, Billy.
Dave?
So you don't know, Billy. You know what? You're young. You don't know. You can be easily persuaded by what people say to you, but you don't know the real them.
No, you're cool, bro. You're cool, Billy.
Dave.
Yeah, bud.
You wouldn't go homo for $50.
Hell no.
Yes, he would. I think it might have even been less.
No way, bro. No way. I don't know where. No way, Billy. I don't know where Stan's concocting this story from, because it's not true, bro.
Yeah.
I'm all about the ladies.
Yeah, it'd have to be a lot more than 50.
You damn right.
How much? How much, Dave? 100?
That's disgusting, Stan.
See, he's thinking about it, Billy.
I couldn't know. There's no way.
It'd have to be at least $100.
What about you, Billy? 100?
Whoa, Stan.
I don't even need to be talking about that.
No.
That's not. Billy, are you smoking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on, bud.
There's nothing else to do.
What are you burning on today?
Benson and Hedges Menthol 100.
Right on. Smokes.
I hate her.
Bitch.
Anyway. Treats you bad. I wanted to ask you something, Dave.
Yeah, buddy. What do you got?
How do you know if somebody's a true bro?
That's a good question, Billy. That is a good question. Now watch Dave not be able to tell you.
No, Stan. A true bro, Billy, is somebody that will be there for you no matter what. And that happens when you meet somebody and you guys connect and become just friends.
You guys connect.
Yeah, you guys. Not like that, Stan. That's disgusting. Don't listen to him.
What did I say?
You said connect in a weird way.
You said connect.
But, Billy, you become friends. They'll be there for you. They'll help you out. They'll rescue you from bad chicks, bar fights.
You become the beast with two backs.
Car crashes. I've had my bros rescue me from a lot of incidents, man. Yep.
So you mean it's like if you find yourself in a tough situation?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Then you can count on me?
Well, Billy, I've never thought about that, but you know what? I probably could, couldn't I? I can count on you, can't I, Billy? You be there for me, buddy? Come pick me up late at night somewhere. Just,
he doesn't even drive!
Sorry about that, Billy.
What?
I just had dry heaved.
So, like, if I die, you die, that's the way
it is. You're damn right. You know who it is you can count on.
Yeah, you die, I die.
If you're ever in a tough situation.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. I mean, you need to listen to that song, Pennywise, bro. Bro,
yeah,
it's a damn good song.
I just downloaded that song, and I wondered if you knew about it.
Oh, hell yeah. That used to be a big-time bros song, man. That is a bros tune.
It was the bro hymn.
You damn right. You got to check out The Bruise by NoFX, man. You'd like that one, too.
Yeah. Another thing I was wondering about.
What's that, bro?
Is, like, we know what bros are. But what about girls?
You know what, Billy? I don't know about that one. I guess the chicks, man, they bag on each other pretty hard.
But, well, I was looking on Reddit, and this one guy said that he's had a bunch of girlfriends, and that he's found a way to know which ones are keepers, because what he'll do is when they're driving down the road, he'll go, "Oh, no, there's a cop behind us," and then he'll reach into his pocket and pull out a bag of weed and go, "Baby, I need you to rat hole the dope."
Now that is true, bro. You're riding with a true gangster chick, man. She'll rat hole it for you. Keep you out of prison, man. You don't want to go to prison, Billy. It's not cool, man.
Yeah, he said if she won't rat hole the dope, he pulls over and tells her to get the F out.
Oh, yeah. Tell her to start running. Then the cops will focus on her, and then he can drive away.
Is that the kind of girl you're looking for, Billy?
Hell yeah.
Damn right, dude.
You know anybody at school right now that would do that for you?
No. Nobody.
That sucks.
What are you, smoking another Benson and Hedges?
It went out because I was talking too much.
Yeah. Blowing it out the window?
It doesn't matter. The whole house reeks.
All right. You got anything else?
She's passed out on the sofa.
Rolled it right now?
Yeah.
It's not even 5 o'clock in the afternoon. She's passed out on the sofa?
Yeah, I guess at her work she has half days on Friday, so she comes home and she opens the box wine, and now she's on the couch still holding the wine, half asleep, and our dog is eating her tampon.
They do that. I don't understand it, man. Those dogs, they go right to that waste paper basket and they start eating them tampons.
Yeah. Love them.
And she doesn't even know. She's just lying there with a wine glass in one hand, which hasn't even spilled, and a Benson and Hedges filter in the other hand.
Oh, don't. That could start a fire, Billy.
You
might want to take it out of your mom's hand and put it out in the ashtray.
Why?
What are you having for dinner? Isn't she going to cook you dinner or something? It's almost dinner time.
Well, I guess she'll probably eat at some point.
She'll eat? When do you eat?
whenever I'm hungry.
Oh, so you'll make it up yourself? You don't have like a dinner at night or anything like that?
No, I just whenever I'm hungry, I just heat up bagel bites.
Sorry to hear
Dear
that.
Dear God.
Sorry to hear that. Dave can identify with that.
Yeah, I've eaten bagel bites, buddy. It'll get you through, man.
You ever have a pickled egg?
No, that's gay.
Damn right.
No, I'm probably, in a couple of minutes, I'm probably going to heat up some bagel bites and probably pound some beers because I think that means that a guy's coming over tonight, because usually when there's beer in the fridge, that means a guy's coming over.
But she's passed out. Will she sober herself up for when the guy comes over?
Oh, well, I guess she either set an alarm or the doorbell will ring.
And will he spend the night?
I guess, if he thinks he's lucky. I find it disgusting.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't you like a girl to come over and spend the night with you?
Oh, hell yeah, but not some old hag like my mom.
Okay. All right. I gotta go, Billy, okay? Eat your bagel bites. And
I don't know.
What?
I don't know how the guy doesn't end up, when he kisses my mom with that, spoiled wine and Benson and Hedges. I don't know why he doesn't sound like Dave eating pickled eggs.
Poor man. Kid. I kind of feel bad for him, but he ain't even trying to help
himself. He maintains, Stan.
Yeah, you know all about that, don't you?
Damn right.
Maintaining Dave.
Just keeping it together.
Hi, I'm Dave the Waterman from the Stan and Haney Show. Recently, I was up in Tampa, Florida. Gentleman took me out for some beers, and he informed me there's a great market for Guys Gone Nuts videos. Well, I'm here to say that I went out and bought me a nice new video recorder. That's right, you heard it. Guys Gone Nuts. I'm here and I'm filming and I've got great footage. For $9.99, you can get these DVDs. You're going to see upshots of guys' s***s, sex. You're going to see man boobs. You're going to see a little action. Shaved, clean, and hairy like a forest. You're going to see all things and buses and truck stops you wouldn't see anywhere else but on my special DVD. That's right, Guys Gone Nuts. It don't matter if you're fat, ugly, you're a sexual, a freak. These videos are for you. The action is there. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. The only way you can get closer to the action is if they were resting on your face.
Yeah.
And if you order right now, I'll send you my special I've one-armed the camera video of yes, you know who, me, Dave the Waterman. Buy this video. I'm in the hole with this camera, and it's not helping. Dave the Waterman presents Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Woo!
Would you like an extended warranty on that?
Yeah.
Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
What were you telling Billy? Gay, what?
Yeah, I want to know about this movie theater that you were talking about.
Oh, he knows exactly. I don't know if it was a movie theater.
Bro,
it was somewhere out in L.A. when he told me.
No, it was.
Oh, see, there is a story. Now, my memory might not be too good on it, there was a story.
It was out of Tampa when I had the cancer and I went up there to stay.
Guys Gone Nuts.
Oh.
The time that you, for $50, when you need the money.
Man, I don't want to can we move on, bro?
See?
I don't want to.
I knew there was a story.
What happened?
I don't recall.
With a man.
No. Not for $50, bro.
I might have been wrong.
Then correct the story.
Nothing happened, man. I don't know where this is coming from in your mind, bro. I never said anything. I don't know what he's talking about. I really don't.
See how he's trying to get off the topic?
Well, then Stan's going to have to tell the story.
Yeah, tell the story, Stan, because I don't know.
He described, remember when he, and I don't even know if it was when he was gone and living in the woods.
Well, he locked himself in
whatever.
The woods.
And
are you eating Tums like candy?
Yeah, bro. My stomach is shredded. Geez.
And he was talking about what he would do for money. And how, he talked about being at the gas station telling everybody his car broke down so they'd give him money. or how he would go and panhandle to get money.
Mm-hmm.
And I told and I told him, I said, you would do just about anything for money? And I said, what about that? And he, I don't want to talk about it, bro. Don't want to talk about it.
Because that's bad, bro. That's getting
and
low.
I said, you would, if it was that desperate for money, you would do that, wouldn't you? You would. Did you, Dave? Did
nope.
You? Hey, bro, I don't want to talk about that.
Because it's not cool.
So I know there's something there.
But he never said he did it.
He alluded to the fact that it's been presented to him, and he didn't want to go any further about with the story.
So you
Guy's gone nuts!
So you're saying you may have had an offer.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot, man.
See, now?
But, dude, it's just...
So it's not just the ladies that are attracted to you.
Bro, I appeal to all sexes, bro.
Jeez. Let's do some traffic.
Messed up, man. Messed up.
That ain't right, man.
That ain't right, bro.
He's got a story there.
Three on the board here. Let's start in Lehigh Acres. Woo! Guy's gone nuts.
Told you.
All right. 27 Homestead Road North. There's a crash in Lehigh.
Hey, he's just trying to make a buck, man.
Damn right, bro. Fort Myers, we got two crashes to report. First one's Daniels Parkway and International Drive in front of the Walgreens. And then we have another crash in Fort Myers, Camelot Drive and McGregor Boulevard. Up to date. Another date, 30 minutes.
You want to? We're among friends. You want to be honest about it?
Nope, dude. I got to go,
Dave.
I got to go.
Have
son.
You ever been on set at a porn movie? You ever seen porn being filmed?
Oh, I've been approached. Yeah, to be in film.
I've been approached
absolutely.
To sit around at a porn set.
Well, of course. I mean, everybody.
So not participate, but watch.
No, I haven't been on the porn set to watch, but I've been approached to be in porn. Absolutely.
And everybody. And you turned it down?
Yeah, me and my buddy Jim were like, eh. Not interested in it.
Okay.
Little do I know, I probably could have been a big superstar. But
couldn't stack up.
Yeah, well, there's another fork on the road. Life's path.
Life's path. I was in that business for a while.
You were?
Yeah, they would call me a stuntman when they'd have to do the close-ups.
Fluffer?
No, not a fluffer. You were the fluffer. Apparently, these stories that you're holding back.
No, Stan's suggesting that he was a fluffy.
Yeah.
You know, they would.
But you say everybody is approached to be in porn?
Oh, yeah, man. When you're in the San Fernando Valley, they just walk around and hand out business cards like crazy out there.
And what do they say on the business cards?
You have to audition.
Yeah, you got to audition.
Where he goes up into the director's office like they did in Boogie Nights with Burt Reynolds. Drop them.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what you're packing.
So did you get that far?
No, I didn't even get that far. No.
So somebody just handed you a business card?
Yeah, we just looked and entertained the idea and never went any further.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I believe him when he says that. I believe that story.
Never went any further.
Yep. The other story, there's something there. Hey, mister.
Shut up, dude. You're so gnarly. I gotta go, man.
Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by...
What are you doing?
Okay. Am I really dealing with this?
I didn't do
anything. Am I dealing with this? Am I... Get that...
He didn't do anything.
No.
Just happened.
Stupid pictures.
See, he's getting all squirrely now
We're
bringing up the past.
No, bro. It never happened, man. That's not legit.
What's that, Mr. 50?
Get my tongue.
He can't help it that he appeals to all sexes.
Can't help it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Dear God, man.
Stop breaking things, Dave.
Dave has been trying to leave for the past 60 seconds, and two items have fallen apart.
Because somebody wants you to fess up.
This is messed
What are you doing, Dave?
I'm trying to fix stuff.
Why is this happening?
All right, here's what I'm doing. I'm shutting off your microphone
you.
So Haney can do
Thank
news.
Thank you.
Now fix the damn thing and get out of my sight.
I will.
You know?
Why does this happen to him all the time?
Because the mic's off. Mic's off. Okay. You're done.
Thank you.
Mark Haney and the News. Go.
Shut up.
Go down to the Chevron.
It's like he can't win.
Can't.
Mark, your mic's off.
I don't care.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reasoner and
Bob right,
Aldridge, who's in California. Also Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm Jerry King.
I'm Charles Gibson.
On the phone.
I'm Jerry King.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, June 14th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. Now, I've never heard the term, but I understand it now, seeing the definition.
What?
Latchkey incontinence.
Is that like a latchkey kid?
No. I can tell you exactly what it is.
What is it?
It has happened to me at things like football games and concerts.
What?
Well, think about it. You know, some sort of event like that.
Mm-hmm.
You get there, you're having a good time, mm-hmm. you have a couple of beers, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it occurs to you, oh, geez, I gotta go. And then you start looking for a restroom or a porta potty.
That happens to me on airplanes.
Yeah. And then, you know, you get there and there's a line or something, and it just gets worse. Well, that's your latchkey incontinence. They've studied this. And it's a psychological thing where you feel like you have to pee worse and worse the closer you get to that restroom, to the point that it's almost unbearable.
No.
You're telling me that when you got to go and you're making your way across that field, at same field, no matter where you are. We've done it a million times. Yeah. And then there's a line at the porta potty, and you're going, oh, geez.
Told you, the only time that it really affected me, remember when we were doing the Skynyrd show at Centennial Park, and both you and I, we had to go and do the meet and greet in the VIP area, and both you and I can still remember it as plain as day. We both said, man, we're going to have to get up on stage soon. We need to use the restroom. We need to use the portalette. And we're shaking hands and back slapping. And then somebody from backstage says, you guys are supposed to be up there right now. We both had to go to the bathroom so badly. And we were able to go up on stage, do the whole thing up on stage, finish the stage stuff, get off stage. And people are still, you know, talking to us or want to start a conversation. I remember having to go so badly and not being able to. Because of obligations, but it didn't get worse and worse. We toughed it out. The worst it was for me was when I went to Calder Racecourse and I was still like 45 minutes to get to the track. And I said, I can hold it. And I got to the track. We were pulling into the track. And I said, I'm going to wind up going in my pants. It's that bad. Got out of the car, and it was a long walk to the track. I was looking for, like, exit only to sneak in from the entrance to go and find the bathroom because it was so bad. I was in agony. And then I get up to the turnstiles to get in, and everything stops because the national anthem starts. And I swear to God, I said, it's going to be going down my leg, and it's going to be the most embarrassing thing in the world. My bladder constricted so badly waiting, and I'm telling you, tears were coming down my face. My bladder was constricting so badly that when I got to the urinal in the men's room, finally, and stood there, I had to relax a little bit, and mm-hmm. it took several seconds
because you'd been fighting it so hard
before anything came out. And I'm telling you, it was the worst I ever experienced by far.
Yeah, it's a bitch when you're in that position.
Yep.
I told you about the time I wet my pants.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
What, when you were in school?
No.
I wet my pants in the third grade because Mrs. Long wouldn't let me go to the laboratory during math class.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't in school. No, my mom and dad, on the weekends, we always had to go places. For some reason, early on Saturday morning, I could never sleep. I wonder if it had any long-standing effects on me. But they would go to this store and that store. And at some point during the excursion, I said, look, and I'm like nine, I need to use the bathroom. It's fine. We've only got a couple of more stops. We'll be home. You can wait. I can't. No, you can wait. And so they were right. I held it off for probably another half hour, but I kept telling, look, I got to use the restroom.
Was this in the backseat of the station wagon?
Yes. Mm. And so finally, the last place we were supposed to go was like a craft store my mom wanted to go in. So my dad and the other kids stayed in the car, and my mom says, okay, you can come in the craft store with me, and you can use the restroom there.
By that time, it was too late.
We go into the craft store, and my mother says, pardon me, do you have a restroom that my son could use? I'm sorry, our restroom is for employees only. And at that point, it just happened.
It released.
Yep. And I will bet you, the lady that worked there probably let customers use the restroom after that because there was one hell of a cleanup.
Get the old mop and bucket.
Yep. And I go back out to the station wagon, and my dad gets a look at me and gets out of the car, goes around to the back of the station wagon, you know, finds an old moldy beach towel and makes me sit on it, and my sister's laughing at
me.
God, what a day.
Oh, it's a traumatic thing.
And it's like you said, it's not your fault.
No.
You alert all of the relevant authorities, and they ignore you.
Yep.
And then when it's done, all you can do is go, did you think I was joking with you?
Yep. When I say I got to go.
But you did it in school.
I did it
that
in school.
That had to be horrific.
I couldn't wait any longer.
And that's the that's only happened to me once in my life, and it is the worst feeling because there comes a point where you can't stop it.
Mrs. Long was about 70 years old. She was like a half a year away from going to the old folks' home.
Yeah, and you were a young hooligan disrupting her class.
I was the cute kid then.
Oh, at the height of your powers?
Yep. And
why wouldn't she let you go?
I'll tell you. She was sitting there, and we had to do our math problems, and she said, and I don't want anybody getting up and saying they want a hall pass to use the restroom. You had your opportunity when you came into class. You had 3 minutes to go and use the bathroom. If you didn't use it then, you can wait to the end of my class. So I'm sitting there. I remember it. I don't remember details about my childhood a whole heck of a lot. There are things. But I remember in detail sitting there not being able to do anything in my little workbook. I said, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom really bad. And she would look up from time to time. You know, kids would be whispering, ah, ah. No getting up, no talking either. I'm like, oh, Jesus, what am I going to do? I got to go.
If I can't talk, I can't get a hall pass.
So it was the point of no return. And I said, I can't do it. I got up from my desk. What are you getting up for? And I said, I have to go to the bathroom. And you know what she said? No, go ahead. I'm like, what? So I bolt out of the classroom and I'm walking down the hallway.
Fast walking.
And the only person I see in the hallway is my buddy, and I went all the way through graduation with him. His name was Tom Chin. His dad owned the Chinese restaurant in town. And I'm fast walking down the hallway, and Tom Chin is coming up the hallway, and he's like, hey, Stan, how are you? As P is going all the way down my right trouser leg. I get to the bathroom, and it's all out of me. I don't have to pee anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just standing there with one leg soaked, soaked. And I'm like getting the shop towel stuff from the by the sinks, trying to soak it up and stuff. And I was like, no, I can't do it. And I actually walked back into the classroom with a soaked leg. But amazingly enough, nobody in the classroom looked up to see me because all of them were just as petrified as I was that they couldn't pick their heads up and see what was going on.
And that affected you for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life. I can tell you exactly the pant that I had on.
So that's why when we were in Vegas and George Wallace told the audience they weren't allowed to use the restroom, you jumped right up and ran for the restroom.
I did. Traumatic.
Oh, no getting around it.
Nope.
Because, you know, you're wearing your big boy pants.
Yep.
In a moment.
It was a trouser.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
The Diamond District sells more diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. Therefore, they buy more diamonds than any other jeweler as well. This season has been extremely successful for Jason and Todd, and they're currently buying diamonds at a rapid pace to replace inventory. If you've ever thought of selling your diamonds or trading in on something new, now is the perfect time to visit the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Diamonds and jewelry can be rare pieces and command very high prices when evaluated by experienced and qualified professionals. The Diamond District has several GIA graduate gemologists and buyers on staff every day to help identify your treasures. The Diamond District has the largest selection of Forever Mark and GIA loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find online. Your diamonds and jewelry could be worth lots of money and should be evaluated by an expert. Visit Jason and Todd and discover why more people choose the Diamond District when selling or trading their diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. There is a 49-year-old gentleman from Detroit named Henry Ford, wanted for car theft.
Yep.
Henry Ford has been in and out of prison for stealing cars and other things for decades. Mr. Ford was locked up recently for stealing GPS units out of cars, but was released. Then he proceeded to remove his ankle monitor, responsibly mailed it back to the Michigan Department of Corrections, and then stole the tires off a Ford EcoSport.
Yep.
The police are desperately trying to track Henry Ford down.
Yeah. He did. I heard this news story. He has a proclivity. He wants Fords. He jacks them.
I think his interpretation of the law is if it has his name on it,
yeah,
it must belong to him.
Belong to him. Henry Ford.
You know, in the world of business, sometimes you have to make some quick decisions when it comes to keeping customers happy.
Yep.
Nothing worse than a would-be customer and you don't have the item in stock, you know. You're thinking, man, I'm losing a sale here.
That's when you go and put a cookie in a shoe.
You do what you have to. You get out the stretchers. You do whatever you have to do. There is a 29-year-old woman named Katrina Harradine. She's from London. And she recently ordered herself a size 16 bikini.
Jeez.
From an online clothing store.
Yeah.
Now, evidently, this particular store did not stock a size 16 bikini, but
she has no business being in a bikini.
But they did not want to lose the sale.
Right.
What to do? They accepted her order for a size 16 bikini.
Yep. Gave her a tracking number and everything.
Yep. And when she opened the package in anticipatory delight.
Yeah.
It didn't last long when she saw, instead of a size 16 bikini, the company sent her two size eights.
My math says 16.
They reached out on Twitter pretending to offer to help the woman and then disappeared.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, I think I've misplaced my Amish calendar. Is it Rumspringa?
I think it's this weekend, isn't it?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
There's a 21-year-old gent named Jacob Beiler from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's the place.
And he is a proud Amish man. But apparently, he threw himself a little impromptu Rumspringa last weekend. Last Saturday, Jacob decided it would be a great idea to steal his neighbor's car.
That's against the rules, even with the regular law breaking.
Now, as you might imagine, being a 21-year-old Amish gent, he didn't have a lot of experience driving a car. And he crashed. But he didn't let that spoil a good time. And we should be clear, he crashed hard. Airbags deployed, the car all messed up, but Jacob was not going to let that stop him. The car would still move. So he continued driving, you know. For all I know, the hood's up.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Seen that.
He drove this completely effed car straight to the bar where the police noticed it. They entered the bar and removed Jacob as, who knows, maybe he was having his first beer or whiskey.
Yeah.
He was arrested for theft, receiving stolen property, and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Can you imagine that talk?
Oh, he'd be punished.
Yes, Father Jacob. And that's the news for today.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, selling it like
I am, Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, selling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Did you see the story? And I didn't know if you had it. I think I had it in the grab bag, but didn't get to it. The four-year-old that drove to go and get some candy or something. The cop said it was the youngest kid I ever saw take a family car and go. And they actually interviewed the kid.
That's kind of impressive.
He was four, and I think got a mile and a half down the road.
Good
there
for him.
There he is. There's the kid.
That's a good boy.
Yeah, I don't know if I have.
Oh, speaking of which, there was something I wanted to tell you.
What's that?
Mark my words, it's June 14th.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden is going to bring good guy Joe down.
Oh, yeah, he's got a new girlfriend now, doesn't
no.
he?
No. A new mystery wife. So, if you don't know about Hunter Biden, he's involved in all of this financial corruption, and he was also banging his dead brother's wife.
Yeah, Bo's wife.
And then, because that didn't play well, now he's got a new wife who nobody wanted you to know about. She's not in any of the family pictures or anything, but evidently he married her on the down low, so when all this other stuff comes up, Hunter has been married for quite some time.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find that kid.
And how fast were you going, do you know?
I hit this gas break like that.
Where were you going?
To the gas station.
How come?
Because I have Reese's.
Panicking, anxiety, a little bit of almost all of the emotions going on.
Okay, we don't need to hear
and
from you.
You want to hear from Grandpa?
What happened?
Yes.
He watches everything people do, and he'll repeat it.
I've never seen a driver this young before operating a vehicle.
I laugh about it, but yeah, it could have been very serious. You know, he could have hit a car and not wearing a seatbelt. We could have been talking about a funeral.
Yeah, thank you, Grandpa. You let the kid go.
No, and now they're going to beat it out of him. You know, the kid at 4 years old is brilliant and taking responsibility for himself. If I want some Reese's, I'm going to go get it.
I think, and I'm trying to remember the story, I think his father was supposed to be watching him and was too busy replying to an email.
Something well, like it that. Happens. Yeah. It happens.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending this week with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show is going to come up at 6 o'clock. Going to get your weekend night started. Again, that all takes place at 6. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, three things on the board, and they're all in Fort Myers. We will start with a disabled vehicle, McGregor Boulevard and Shell Point Boulevard, Ash Summerlin Road, Boys Drive, and the last one on the board here showing up at Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway at Treeline Avenue. That's just beautiful. And you are up to date.
For another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
Whenever I meet a pretty girl, the first thing I look for is intelligence. Because if she doesn't have that, then she's mine. My girlfriend was cleaning up around my apartment the other day. Came across a pair of earrings that were not hers, and she just flipped out. Threw the earrings in my face, and Anthony, what's going on here? I demand answers. I said, baby, calm down. Let's handle this like adults. Just take a deep breath and finish cleaning my apartment. I don't live with my girlfriend. She was a few miles away from me. Last night she called me up at 3 in the morning, said, Anthony, get over here right away. I think someone's trying to break into my bedroom window. And I dropped the phone. And I was so pumped up with adrenaline, it was tough to get back to sleep. Last weekend I was in Boston, staying with my girlfriend's father. Brutal. He wouldn't let us sleep in the same bedroom together. Says, sorry, buddy, I don't trust you. I said, trust me, buddy. I'm your daughter.
Have yourselves a great weekend, Lord willing. We're back here on Monday. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hey, guys.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Billy.
How's it going?
Good. Going good, buddy.
I'm sorry I don't want to make small talk with you.
Oh, I'm okay. There? I'm sorry. Yeah, Dave. It's my apologies, Billy. Dave's right here.
What's up, Billy? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, brah.
What's up, brah?
I think Stan tried to trick you today. I think everybody knows that if you like to suck eggs, you must be gay.
I agree with you, Billy, man. Sucking eggs is not cool.
If I know anything at all, Dave's not a homo.
Damn right, Billy. No homo,
Billy,
in here, man.
He told me a story once when he was flat busted broke.
What?
At being at a movie theater and a guy coming up to him and saying, I got a crisp 50.
No.
And he told me in confidence
No. Don't listen to him, Billy.
That he got that 50.
Don't listen to him, Billy.
So you don't know, Billy. You know what? You're young. You don't know. You can be easily persuaded by what people say to you, but you don't know the real them.
No, you're cool, bro. You're cool, Billy.
Dave.
Yeah, bud.
You wouldn't go homo for $50.
Hell no.
Yes, he would. I think it might have even been less.
No way, bro. No way. I don't know where. No way, Billy. I don't know where Stan's concocting this story from, because it's not true, bro.
Yeah.
I'm all about the ladies.
Yeah, it'd have to be a lot more than 50.
You damn right.
How much? How much, Dave? 100?
That's disgusting, Stan.
See, he's thinking about it, Billy.
I couldn't know. There's no way.
It'd have to be at least $100. I was looking on Reddit, and this one guy said that he's had a bunch of girlfriends, and that he's found a way to know which ones are keepers. Because what he'll do is when they're driving down the road, he'll go, oh, no, there's a cop behind us. And then he'll reach into his pocket and pull out a bag of weed and go, baby, I need you to rat hole the dope.
Now, that is true, bro. You're riding with a true gangster chick, man. She'll rat hole it for you. Keep you out of prison, man. You don't want to go to prison, Billy. It's not cool, man.
Yeah, he said if she won't rat hole the dope, he pulls over and tells her to get the F out.
Oh, yeah. Tell her to start running. Then the cops will focus on her, and then he can drive away.
Is that the kind of girl you're looking for, Billy?
Hell yeah.
Damn right, dude.
You know anybody at school right now that would do that for you?
No. Nobody.
That sucks.
What are you, smoking another Benson and Hedges?
It went out because I was talking too much.
Yeah. Blowing it out the window?
It doesn't matter. The whole house reeks.
All right. You got anything else?
She's passed out on the sofa.
Hold it right now?
Yeah.
It's not even 5 o'clock in the afternoon. She's passed out on the sofa?
Yeah, I guess at her work she has half days on Friday, so she comes home and she opens a box wine, and now she's on the couch still holding the wine, half asleep, and our dog is eating her tampon.
They do that. I don't understand it, man. Those dogs, they go right to that waste paper basket and they start eating them tampons.
Yeah. Love them.
And she doesn't even know. She just lying there with a wine glass in one hand, which hasn't even spilled, and a Benson and Hedges filter in the other hand.
Oh, don't. That could start a fire, Billy.
You
might want to take it out of your mom's hand and put it out in the ashtray.
Why?
What are you having for dinner? Isn't she going to cook you dinner or something? It's almost dinner time.
Well, I guess she'll probably eat at some point.
She'll eat? When do you eat?
Whenever I'm hungry.
Oh, so you'll make it up yourself? You don't have, like, a dinner at night or anything like that?
No. I just... whenever I'm hungry, I just heat up bagel bites.
Sorry to hear
Dear
that.
Dear God.
Sorry to hear that. Dave can identify with that.
Yeah, I've eaten bagel bites, buddy. It'll get you through, man.
You ever have a pickled egg?
No, that's gay.
Damn right.
No, I'm probably in a couple of minutes. I'm probably going to heat up some bagel bites and probably pound some beers because I think that means that a guy's coming over tonight. Because usually when there's beer in the fridge, that means a guy's coming over.
But she's passed out. Will she sober herself up for when the guy comes over?
Oh, well, I guess she either set an alarm or the doorbell will ring.
And will he spend the night?
I guess, if he thinks he's lucky. I find it disgusting.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't you like a girl to come over and spend the night with you?
Oh, hell yeah, but not some old hag like my mom.
Okay. All right. I gotta go, Billy, okay? Eat your bagel bites.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know how the guy doesn't end up, when he kisses my mom with that, spoiled wine and Benson and Hedges. I don't know why he doesn't sound like Dave eating pickled eggs.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.